Back live and local on the Power Trip.
Who likes to masturbate?
I've done it.
Is that you, Terry?
Terry?
Yes, it's me. I've done it.
Get out of the bathroom, bad. Terry. Get on out of here.
I've had diarrhea.
You alone in there, Terry?
All right, stop.
Who are you shushing?
What?
Who are you shushing?
Nobody. No, why would I do that? I would never do something like that. First of all, I have a girlfriend. Who I love very much.
Her name is?
Michelle.
Michelle. What's she look like?
She's super tall.
Uh-huh.
And she's got...
How tall?
Sweet boobs. Uh-huh. I flew in. I'm recording an album. It's called Terry South Bitch Live.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper!
That's nice! Way to go! Neato, gang!
Yes!
Boy, that is good news.
Once in a while I get offered a commercial, because there's a lot of opportunities for older actors to do commercials. Because there's a lot of products that naturally older people use. So these guys get out there and do the commercials, and it's good. I mean, they probably use these products. But some of them take advantage of the situation, like doing reverse mortgage commercials. Now, a reverse mortgage is not generally a good idea. Unless you're going to die right away and you don't want to leave any equity for your family. Well, you got Henry Winkler telling you to get a reverse mortgage. Henry Winkler looks right into the camera and he says, as sincere as he can be, make that call now. Sounds like a Fonzie scheme to me.
Right. Hey, this occurred to me today. ID, which I had to show it again. There's a strange abbreviation when you think about it. I is short for I. And then D is short for identification. They could have split that one up a little better, you know? But I watch the TV, I watch the news, make you afraid of the news, you know? Put all these stories on, Iraq, Iran, North Korea, you know, try to scare you, you know? But does it ever really scare you? Like, you ever wake up in the middle of the night, North Korea! That little tiny country across the ocean. I wonder if they'll get me. Plus, didn't MASH settle that like 20 years ago?
Good morning, everybody. A stacked and packed Thursday morning on the Power Trip Morning Show. We're just loaded today.
Yep.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Yep.
You guys jacked or what?
Jacked as hell.
Yeah. It's also Smidium's birthday.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, I got to get hot-ass Randy's phone number from you.
Why? What happened?
Drill it, pound it, screw it down.
I know. I understand. And I keep sending him emails on there, and I'm not getting a response. So I need I got stuff I got to get done. I got to get stuff done.
Who's asking for hot-ass Randy's service?
Well, of course, my wife. She talked to Corey's
Angie,
wife yesterday.
Yeah.
Again. And
glowing
and,
recommendations.
Yeah, just on and on and on. She won't stop talking about.
What did she say? What services is he
That's what I'm saying. I don't.
They do it all. Drill it, pound it, screw it.
Yeah, and I didn't
Any
realize.
Possible service work, handyman work.
She kept talking about our back door, or she kept saying her back door, and... I went and looked at it. It looks fine to me, and that's why she said that we need a true expert.
Because you don't know what you're looking at.
Because I actually don't know what I'm looking at. Yeah. So yeah. I'm like, well, I need to get that phone number from you. Please remind me.
He's an expert at caulking as well.
She did mention something about that as well, and I went and got my caulking gun, and she's right. I just got it all over the place.
Yeah, he's got a.
She's like right. I don't know how to use it.
Looks like a double barrel one.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, she mentioned how big
his gun is.
Yeah, apparently.
As I've said, though.
Yeah.
And I think it's on the website. He brings his python with him.
Yeah, and
gross.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty
and
grossed out by that.
You have animals.
I do. Yeah, I have a hairless cat. I've got a hairy cat, and then I've got a dog.
I don't think his python is interested in the animals.
Okay, well, we'll see. I hope not. I mean, that'd be weird.
Tommy Olsen should be here any second. We're going to do something new next segment. We're going to do a Snickers Showdown at 7:15. Ben Lieber will be here at 7. Mark Rosen will be here at 8. We'll play before and after at 8:40. We're just loaded.
Yeah, man.
What else do you want?
I don't know.
How is Rosie?
Who knows?
I'm going to guess he's super horny. But I don't know.
Yeah, I can't tell with him. I just assume that he is.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder. I don't know if it'll ever turn off on him, you know?
Hey, we get to go to London in a little over a month. Hey, have we gone down the hall and told Chad Abbott where else the Power Trip Morning Show wants to vacation?
I mentioned that we would like to sit down with him and tell him where we're going to go. And he said, he had the nerve to say this to me. You'll laugh. And I'm glad you weren't there because you might have reached across and ripped his tongue out of his face. He said, you mean you'll ask me? And
what?
I got it. I just got to left the room.
That's cute.
I know.
That's what is this, like 2007?
Yeah. I know.
You remember when we had to listen to him?
Man.
That was the worst.
I got up and I started to walk out, and then I turned around and I farmer snotted right onto his desk.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
If he didn't apologize, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's...
I still think.
It's pretty telling.
Yeah, he never. Not only did he not apologize, he straight faced me like he wasn't joking. So
okay.
Anyway, we'll go down there today.
That's adorable.
I know. That's what I. That's what.
Well,
I
I've got
too.
A list of demands of where I want to go.
Go for it.
Well, I'd like. We should go. We should go to Mexico.
Okay, sure. We can do that.
Yeah.
Let's pick a week.
All right. We should
whenever
go
you want.
Yeah. Let's go early February, like right after the Super Bowl.
Whatever.
Oh, great song.
Just a shredder.
Eddie Money Wales.
Eddie Money.
And one of the best scenes in MacGruber.
Yeah.
I need to watch that again. It's been too long.
God, is it good. God, we laughed hard. We were like, he takes the thing out of his car. I forget the name. What is it?
Oh, my God.
What it was called again? The things, you know, like he...
The tape deck.
Yeah, but he took,
right.
Yeah, took the whole thing
the stereo.
Out.
Then he walks into the party to this song.
Brilliant.
And he's walking through the party like he owns the joint because he's got that... tape deck thing or whatever in his hand. It's the best.
We, Hockey
Will Forte's a genius.
Genius.
When Hockey and I saw this, that was our Aristocrats moment that you guys had.
Yeah, right.
We were, I think it was like five other people in the theater, and Hockey and I laughed so hard.
I was not laughing.
And no one else cared.
When he stuck the, celery or whatever up his ass as a distraction.
And he was, stomping around naked. Brilliant.
Or when he was fornicating with the ghost.
On the gravestone.
The two ghost scenes are off the charts. Well, not really the two ghost scenes, the two sex scenes, right? One of them is with the ghost, the other one's just with Kristen Wiig, correct?
T.O.!
Hi, T.O.
T.O.
What up?
Hi, Tommy.
Hi, guys.
Hi. What's going on, man?
Just hanging. What are you guys talking?
Why are you getting your wallet out? You got to pay some bills?
Yeah. Oh, saucy.
What are you saucy for?
Oh, that's right. That's the one that we were very confused about, the Patriots and Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
We realized you guys technically were both on the same side for a while. Then you flipped it and said, I'll take the Patriots.
Yep.
And the Chiefs just flat out won.
They whooped that ace.
That's right.
T.O.
What up?
You keep losing money, buddy.
No, I know.
Welcome to the world.
Yeah, my dad's like, Tommy, you should probably slow down with that, huh?
Yeah, but Tommy's a good dude because he immediately pays.
Yep.
Sign of a good gambler, sign of a good friend is
fast pay
here's
meets,
the money.
Fast friends, right?
He had his wallet out before he even sat down.
He did. Yes, it did.
Thank you. But, Cord, do you know what I've learned from the past 3 years being on here?
Go for it.
Life's better.
With money on the line. Right. It just is.
How fun was that game watching it?
Exactly.
When the Pats march down the field and look like they're going to go 14-0, Sean texts me and goes, what a dumb bet.
My little scene bear?
Yeah, your little scene bear.
Oh, I miss my Pookie.
He beats me.
He belt me.
Straight up.
He belt me.
pay him.
Baron.
What?
Pay that man.
By the man, man, Manu.
That's maybe his worst impression.
Well, let's try it out, shall we?
Yeah.
And here with his Teddy KGB impersonation from the Film Rounders is the fans, Chris Hockey.
Baron. By the man, Manu.
Oh, my gosh. That's barely English.
Well, he's not speaking English.
Of course he is.
Well, I mean, broken.
He's Russian.
It's just a Russian accent, why he's in such a hurry. That's clearly English. Do it again.
Beg him.
Beg him?
Beg him for what?
Beg me. Beg that man the money.
That's legitimately your worst.
Yeah.
It sounds right in my
impression
head.
Ever.
Basically, it would
those aren't even the right words.
You stumbled on your Watto impression.
Well, you stumbled on your Watto.
Yeah, I did a couple times by doing a Russian guy.
Beckham.
So just do Watto.
Oh yeah, I can do Watto.
Yeah.
I don't know what those are. What those are like. Oh, that hurt.
Yeah,
that was good.
I got a gig tomorrow. I can't be doing that.
Yesterday the Power Trip Morning Show received an email. And this gentleman said that he was no longer going to be listening to the Power Trip Morning Show.
What? That doesn't make sense.
And guys, it's my fault.
That doesn't make sense.
I lost us a listener.
I don't think anyone's listening anymore.
That doesn't make sense.
I lost us one. And the reason why is, you remember when we had Jessica and Zemius on yesterday?
Yes.
Talking about
the Fargo,
Tommy Olsen's Row the Boat 2-0 squad.
Oh, yeah. Right.
The Flash.
One of our favorite bits in the last week and change is Mike Grimm's win a pie for it.
Hell yeah, man.
Oh.
And every time Fargo Flash was done making his point, sometimes he talks for 60 seconds, sometimes it's like 90 seconds, I would transition to the next question with,
win a pie for it!
One gentleman emailed and said that the prolific hitting of that button,
win a pie for it!
Was the final straw.
Honey, please.
In his listening to this show.
Let's see if Agador can talk him back into it.
He can't take it anymore because of the win a pie for it button.
Win a pie for it!
You know, this one.
Win a pie for it!
My headphone's unplugged. Which button?
The Mike Grimm bit, this one.
Win a pie for it!
No, remember Tyler Johnson in the first game against Buffalo?
I'm not familiar.
Tyler Johnson's so far off to a great start, but
yeah.
Had to go up high for a catch and... It sounded like he said, win a pie for it.
Win a pie for it!
As in a, you know, a baked good.
Oh, yeah.
Damn you.
So I hit it too many times yesterday during the Fargo Flashes segment.
Win a pie for it!
And we lost one.
Damn you.
Well, now what do we do?
I start over?
Win a pie for it!
Yeah, maybe stop playing that?
God. Just a grind. Almost 16 years to the top.
He's listening right
and
now.
And now I hit the reset 100%.
Yeah.
Of course, he'll listen.
Win a pie for it!
What else are you going to listen to?
For sure.
None but crap in the Twin Cities.
Win a pie for it!
I'm just kidding.
Sounds
is
like
is that
it.
Charlie?
There's no. Actually a lot of other good shows.
Damn it.
A lot of good shows.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that Charlie?
No!
Damn it!
But my daughter is important!
Yeah!
That's my favorite.
Yep, that's the best one. Is that Charlie? No. Damn it.
But my daughter is important. Yeah!
So that's all the content we have. Obviously, we have a lot to get to later.
Well, I'm afraid we're going to piss off listeners.
Well, let's gamble a little bit here, Tommy. Yeah. Your squad's 2-0. Rowing the boat.
Right.
In Oregon. Oregon. I forget. Kevin Love told me once. Now I forget
idiotic.
Which one it is. Tyler Johnson, another big game. Connor Rota.
Right.
Solid. And they just destroyed the Beavers. We got a little Demery Croft issue going right now, but still overall, 2-0, riding high, 10-point favorites against Middle Tennessee on Saturday, looking to be 3-0.
Right. Look great. Awesome to watch. I love just seeing them dominate second half. And then the thing that scared me was the old center went down.
Uh-oh.
Jared Weiler.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Were you looking
for the bat signal? Were you waiting for that phone call?
I do have 1 year left.
Do you?
No, I think it'd have to be redshirted because I didn't redshirt. I think you have 5 years of eligibility. I don't know how that works, but...
You want to row the boat so bad.
Oh, right? Wayne, so bad. We look great. I loved it.
Panda. The Middle Tennessee State Pandas. 10-point favorites on Saturday.
Even though I've lost a bunch of weight, I get out of the shower and I'm like, hey, Dolly Parton.
You keep hitting those buttons.
I know.
I'm going to stop listening.
Okay, so 10-point favorites, we have to win by 10 in order to cover, correct?
Correct. 10 to push, 11 to legitimately win the bet.
I don't know if I'd take that one this week.
Why? You like Middle Tennessee?
They're pretty good.
Everybody's really got me freaked out, man.
Their Flash said the same thing yesterday. Yeah. Flash said they're sneaky good.
Yeah, and their quarterback's a senior, and they have a lot of experience on the team.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Here comes the classic undersell by Tommy Olsen.
So we'll probably win by about 17, if I had to guess.
Oh, okay.
So they want a bet?
You want some hate?
Uh-oh.
So what's the line?
Geo.
Do you hear what Sauce just said? Are you serious?
What? He wasn't kidding. You weren't listening at all, were you?
Do you want a bet? Are you serious? Do you want the heat? He wasn't listening at all.
What's the spread?
I don't know.
We just, like, we've been talking. The last 90 seconds we've been talking about how they are 10-point favorites. That was the whole conversation.
I take Middle Tennessee State for 10 points.
How do you know it's 10?
I haven't looked yet.
No, I just said it. Like, Sus, 30,
do you know we have an ongoing
times
one right now, too?
Yeah. How many wins?
I think it's 7.5.
All right.
Yeah, you're sitting,
I'm not worried.
You're sitting pretty good there.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
So you want Middle Tennessee, though, in 10 points?
If that's what the line is.
It is.
Yeah.
Tommy, you want to lay 10?
Well, yes. And
might want to take a week off.
Well, can we do it for some other than cash?
Yeah.
Yeah, sex.
Okay, fine. I'll take Middle Tennessee in 2,000 points.
What about, like, first round of drinks?
Oh, I lost?
In Vegas.
Sure, yeah.
Fair? How about a live ferret?
I have sweet-looking nipples. How about a falcon?
Or we could just do a C-note.
No, why don't we do the, yeah, I don't care.
Let me think about it.
Yeah.
Have my mom and dad text me, tell me not to, and I'll just...
No. When it comes to gambling, don't listen to your parents.
Let's just bet.
They don't know what they're doing.
In Las Vegas.
Just gamble.
That's going to be...
Yeah, man.
It's going to be lit.
It is going to be lit.
Just trying to be young.
Cork, can you come, please?
To which one? The one in, like, a month or so?
Sure.
No.
Why?
No, we're going in March with the power trip. Then I'm going back in June for the World Series of Poker. Two times a year is enough unless I start shredding some of these tournaments. You know,
Corey, I want to see you just lit.
Yeah. Drunk?
Yeah.
Well, then I'll take Middle Tennessee in 2,000 points.
Right.
That'd be great.
I've seen it.
Yeah, how is it?
I'm a happy drunk.
He's a happy guy.
Hockey in Las Vegas is the best.
Yeah, hockey too. What are you doing in about a month and change?
We're just getting back from London. I can't do two trips.
Oh, that's tough.
I don't want to flip it either.
Well, I'm doing it.
Sauce is doing it. I can't wait.
I mean, I can't. I couldn't. I would.
These two
it.
Have families. I just have Muppet. She'll be fine.
Hey, look. You know when coaches around the Twin Cities have big press conferences, and then you go down there. So you've done this a million times. You go down there, and all the columnists, all the beat reporters, basically think they own the place.
Yeah.
And guys like us never get to ask questions.
They don't even say hi to me. Yeah. Right. They really don't.
Yeah.
But they don't. Tom, you've been around there, right? Guys like us don't get to ask questions, and then when you do, they look at you like you're an idiot. Well, that's about to change. Power Trip press conference right after this. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's Power Trip Morning Show 558. It's a T.O. Thursday. Hi, T.O.
Hey, what up?
How's the big boy world treating you? You doing good?
Yeah, it actually is going good. I'm really liking it. I'm actually really enjoying my job.
Yeah.
Now I have, like, advanced training, so I'm getting, like...
Oh, my goodness.
Hell yeah, you are.
Yeah, things are good.
We heard yesterday from the Fargo Flash, wasn't it Connor Rota that was the blink of an eye away from being into medical sales and then got the call?
Were you going to hire him?
No, I was about this close to retweeting him. I was going to retweet it and say, sales will always be there. Football won't.
Sure.
Okay.
Let it go.
Sometimes you got to let it go, man. That's what Zach Brown always says, right?
That's what Frozen always says.
Yep.
Zach Brown played. Wales.
All right.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, well, we're proud of you, and we're hoping that sooner or later we'll all be able to retire. You can take care of us. That's what we're hoping for.
I'm hoping to retire, too. About 35 years, right?
Yep. How old are you, T.O.?
I'm 24, turning 25 in October.
My son turns 23 today. I'm old.
Oh, really?
He and Smitty Hume have the same birthday.
What up with that?
And Bailey as well. Bailey turns 12 today.
Wow. Today, yeah.
A lot of birthdays today.
What's the date today?
Today's
September 14th.
Yep.
It's a good day.
It certainly is. Alexander James, 23 today.
So you have a teenager
goes fast.
Now?
Well, 12's not a teenager.
Oh, it's not.
Although she likes to claim that she is. Like, no, 13. Yeah.
There's no difference. 12 is 13.
Oh, she's 12 going on 30 anyway.
Yeah, I know.
She's,
I'm saying there.
What I don't think that? I've been right in about
how
4 years.
Mm.
She started middle school last week.
How do you go from 12 to 30?
Magic.
Mm. Remember how big a deal middle school was?
The best.
Gosh, see, you guys loved it. Abigail just hated it.
Really?
Yeah, man. Middle school. She's loving high school a lot more than she did middle
That's
school.
That's good.
Yeah, thank God.
That's good.
It's a different world for the kiddos today, though.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
I can't imagine.
Did you see South Park last night?
I got part of it. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
I've got us one sound bite of
They're
it.
They're so good.
They're so good.
I didn't see it.
It's so the marathon was on yesterday?
Yeah.
God dang, are they funny. There are some episodes where the last season was just one long episode that they made into like...
Right.
14 episodes or whatever, 14.
It was the Trump bit the whole year, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Garrison basically being
And when they
Donald
need
Trump.
Something done, Mr. Slave call Mr. Garrison and he just belittles him. It's so brilliant. Every episode of that, there's one laugh out loud moment.
At least.
What's his face in one of the episodes? Stan's there, Kyle's dad's into pee porn. Funny.
You love that show.
Yeah, I do.
So, T.O., I was saying before the break that, we're tired as a Power Trip Morning Show of showing up to all these press conferences and not getting to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we do, they stare at us like, why are you here? You're not one of us. You don't write for a paper. You don't have a blog. You just are idiots that talk on the radio. It's not fair.
Right? That isn't fair. It
right?
sucks.
We're all allowed to ask questions. I have a media pass. I can go down to the press conference and ask whatever I want.
I go to games for free.
So, yesterday, I think the three of us... did the fan proud because we basically took over the Mike Zimmer press conference. I don't know if you heard this.
Yeah.
Really?
We asked all of the questions.
It's here.
And now it's time for a Power Trip press conference.
Here we go. This is all about us.
Yep, let's do this. I'm so impressed with you, especially you, Corey. I thought you brought it yesterday.
Thank you.
Yeah, I did. I thought you brought it.
I really did. Really, really did. Shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get a little bit nervous around Mike Zimmer, so just bear with me.
No.
Okay. PJ, why are you here?
That was PJ Fleck.
Yeah, he happened to be there.
Coach Zimmer, the Pittsburgh Steelers have asked you to be their honorary MC during their annual Midget Appreciation Week. How prepared are you?
Been working real hard all day. I'm trying to get going there in a short week, so...
What was Sauce?
Coach Zimmer, you have a tough matchup this week. You travel to West Canaan, Texas to take on the Coyotes. Quarterback Lance Harbor's out with a knee injury. Jonathan Moxon is in. Your thoughts?
They perennially are very, very good. They've got a great quarterback. They run a great receiver. The defense played really well last week with 7 sacks. So it'll be a tough environment for us to go into. Should be fun.
Thanks, Coach. Chris Hockey, Power Trip Morning Show. Word on the street is Rick Spielman's got to get a flu shot. He's a little worried about it. What have you told him?
You know, he's a tough guy that is going to stand in and take your shots.
Oh. Mike, in general, any advice when it comes to dealing with cross-dressing prostitutes?
You know, I think there's some you're always going to get tricked on.
Mike Zimmer, Meat Sauce, Paul Lambert, Power Trip Morning Show. Coach, Ron Jeremy has been in the porn business for 40 years. Give me the two best sentences that describe him.
He's pretty much the same guy. I mean, he's amazing.
Following Coach Zimmer, Hockey, Power Trip Morning Show, following up on Meat Sauce, Paul Lambert's question, word on the street is you doubt the claims of one Corey Cove that he's got a huge wang.
I mean, I got to see it.
You definitely can, Coach. Hey, Coach, was Hurricane Harvey worse than Hurricane Katrina?
I don't know. You'd really have to talk to New Orleans about that.
Meat Sauce, Paul Lambert here. Coach, I heard recently you sat down with a one-on-one interview with the fans, Corey Cove, and you asked him in detail to describe to you the difference between Magic Mike XL Live at the Hard Rock and Thunder Down Under at the Luxor. What did he say?
You know, they're a different type of crew. They're thicker, more powerful kind of guys. So that's a little bit of an issue.
Interesting. Coach, final good question answer. For me, Chris Hockey, Power Trip Morning Show. Coach, I know that for some reason when he leans in to ask you the questions during the press conference, Misas gets really, really close. What are your opinions on his breath?
I like seeing him do better.
Hey, I heard you and your daughters recently got into a pretty solid cat fight. How'd that go?
We're just trying to fight, scratch, and do what we could.
Coach, last question for me. I've been told that you only play as Johnny Cage in Mortal Kombat 2 for Super Nintendo. Why Johnny Cage?
I know the type of person that he is, how hard a worker he is, his personality, and I just felt like it was a good fit.
Coach, you also recently chose Trey Waynes to anchor your charity bowling tournament. How'd you make that decision?
You know, you kind of go with the hot hand sometimes, and, you know, he was rolling pretty good at that point.
Cool, thanks, Coach. Wow. And that was our first ever Power Trip press conference. No Mike Russo, John Krasinski, right? No Chip Scoggins. Stay out of this.
You know
this
what?
Is our press conference. We ask the questions. You guys have to stand in the back and act like you're dumb radio people.
And Tommy, you should have seen him, because as we were at the front of the scrum, as they call it, we forced our way in. And you should have seen every time one of us asked a question, you could just see them marking off but they were so pissed. We were stealing their questions.
Every time.
We were getting exclusives.
I was shocked by his answer with the Magic Mike XL. Is that what you told him? That you like the thickness and the toughness?
No comment. Okay. I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today. Front page sports. The Minnesota Twins won 3-1 over the San Diego Dads of Anaheim in 10 innings thanks to an Eddie Rosario two-run walk-off home run in the 10th. His 23rd home run of the season, the Twins' fourth walk-off win of the season overall. Twins lead the Angels by 2 games with just 17 games to go.
Are they potheads?
Who?
The Twins.
Why?
Because they rolling.
Genius.
What a shredder this is.
Oh, some banks.
When you it's hot out, you roll the windows down.
Yeah.
You're pointing at some chicks.
Don't do that. That's a douche move. Don't do that.
Oh, I do that.
I know.
All the time. Especially the ludicrous.
Oh, dear God.
I'm a badass.
Is it too late, by the way, to do this? Find somebody that has a convertible with a back seat, like a four-seater convertible, and then a whole bunch of us, four of us, maybe Tommy, you can be the fourth.
Okay.
We get on black pants, black shirts, backwards red Yankees hat, drop the top, and just drive around downtown Minneapolis, just bump into this and pointing at people.
Be sick.
Just all dressed like Fred Durst. Just pretend it's 1999 all over again. You guys in?
That's actually called carpool karaoke. That's sort of what we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cleveland won 5-3. Speaking of rolling, 5-3 over Detroit. They've now won 21 consecutive baseball games. That sets an American League record. They passed the Moneyball A's of 2002. And they match the 1935 Cubs with 21 straight. The record, kind of, is 26 straight without a loss. That was the 1916 Giants. But that streak had a tie in it. It was 12 straight wins and a tie, then 14 straight wins.
No.
So this is kind of the longest consecutive win streak of all time.
Oh, that's just awful.
Their winning streak started when they had 69 wins.
Interesting.
Oh, magic number.
Here's some other unbelievable stats for you.
Okay.
Over these 21 games, Cleveland starters are 19-0 with a 1.70 ERA. Jeez. So they're just slinging it.
Yeah.
They've outscored their opponents 139-35.
What?
So maybe that was money.
104 more runs than their opponents. And they've only trailed in blank innings out of 189.
Oh, I bet it's low.
How many innings have they trailed out of 189?
10.
189.
10.
26.
That's a lot.
189, you say. Corey? I'm going to go cray-cray and say 4.
That is the correct answer.
Are Holy you kidding hell. Me?
Four innings out of 189.
That's a lot.
Nailed it. Baseball expert Whoa. Chris Hawkins.
I'm nailing this thing today. You know what I always say?
My kind of team, Charlie. It's my kind of team.
How about this for a stat that will blow your mind? This is the water cooler stat. Remember how I always make fun of people going, are you really going to like small talk people all day with stuff that you hear on the Power Trip Morning Show? Here's your water cooler stat to sound like you know what you're talking sure. about. During this 21-game stretch, the Indians have hit more home runs, 40, than runs they've given up, which is 35.
Really?
They've hit 40 home runs. The opponents total in these 21 games have scored 35 wow. runs.
The weird thing about sports is they probably won't win the World Series.
They probably sure. won't.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing about baseball that's strange.
Yeah, is right.
You could be historically yeah. good in the regular season and not get there.
Well, you can say that about the Patriots, right? Is that where you're going?
Well, or I was going to say, remember when the Philadelphia Phillies had that pitching staff that was like Cliff Lee, Roy Holiday, and all those yeah. guys?
Who's Ray Cliff Lee, Roy Holiday? That's a long name.
Or let's go even more recently. How about the Golden State Warriors of 1 year ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Set the NBA record and came up short, right? 73 wins, didn't win it.
Yeah.
But they won
How about the 98
year?
Vikings?
They won it this year when they won 68 or 69 okay. games. Well,
and this year when the Timberwolves beat them.
Right. Right. Golden State's going to win 75 games, and the Wolves are going to hoist that trophy.
Because the Wolves are going to win 74.
Right. The Vikings are at the Steelers Sunday at noon right here on The Fan. Xavier Rhodes versus Antonio Brown. Both of them attended Norland High School in Miami, Florida.
How weird is that?
And now they're squaring off against each other.
Are they the same age?
No.
Antonio's got to be older,
He's got to
right?
be older, yeah, but not by much. I bet it was like a senior
he's
freshman thing, I bet.
So good.
So they may have been in high school at the same time.
Yeah, would you look it up,
yeah,
Saucy?
He's 29.
He being Xavier.
Yep. Okay. No. Brown.
Antonio Brown.
Oh, Brown, wow.
Xavier's got to be
27, I bet.
Six or seven?
Yeah.
Z is 27.
Right on. So the Steelers are 1-0. The Vikings are 1-0. The Steelers are 5.5-point favorites.
Get
They're minus
some.
250 in Vegas. Over under 45.5.
Tell me one more time what the number is.
Steelers, 5.5-point favorites. Over under 45.5.
Okay. Let me think this through.
How do you get 5.5? I'd probably take
Vikes.
Take the Vikes in 5.5?
I don't know, man.
In Steeler country? I don't
God,
know.
That's hard. That's
tough.
A great number. That's why
yeah.
they're so good at this.
Well, how about this for a stat that will scare you a little bit, too? Steelers allowed just 2 yards a carry against Cleveland. So Cleveland surprised the world a little bit and stuck with them longer, right? Pittsburgh didn't look like they were firing on all cylinders, but they held on and beat a pretty bad Cleveland squad. But the Pittsburgh defense, a little bit better than New Orleans.
Yeah. How good did Watt look, by the way? That really...
Yeah,
chaps, man.
Yeah,
he plays
yeah.
tonight.
I bet
he's really
the other Watt plays
no,
tonight.
We have to face the better Watt.
Let's slow down on that. The guy's played one game. The other
I'm
one's one
saying.
Of the greatest players
but
in the
for
NFL.
Now, you go with what did Mike Zimmer say about Trey Waynes and the bowling? Go with the hot hand.
The Minnesota Vikings hired an 18-year-old Generation Z advisor named Jonah Stillman.
Excuse me.
What?
He co-authored a book with his dad called Gen Z at Work. How the next generation is transforming the workplace. He's going to be advising the Minnesota Vikings on club business initiatives, team marketing and fan activation efforts, Vikings Entertainment Network and digital media content and strategy, and U.S. Bank Stadium fan experience, and more.
Yeah. So,
can I ask you a question? This is going to sound very condescending because it
no.
is.
What?
I know he co-wrote the book with his dad, but how can you... explain to older people how the generation is transforming the workplace when you haven't hit the workplace yet.
Right.
Yeah.
When your workplace so far is Dairy Queen,
mm-hmm.
how can you say you're an expert on how that generation is transforming the workplace? And maybe they are. And maybe his dad knows how Generation Z is going to impact the workplace. When you're slinging fast food orders...
Are you just throwing that out there, or is that what he does? I don't know.
I don't know, but he's 18. It's
yeah,
not
yeah,
it's not
right.
like he's had a 7-year career in
right.
mainstream.
At 3M.
Right.
Yeah.
And look, I'll give the kid a little credit. Actually, a lot of credit. At 18 years old, he's killing it, right?
Yeah. Of
right.
course.
He's written
he
a
may
book.
Be a genius.
Yeah. Right. He's written a book, and we've seen it.
How old
the
is Zuckerberg?
Zuckerbergs of
yeah.
the world
exactly,
have
yeah.
changed the world. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying this kid is or is not that. I'm just saying it's strange to me that he's going to explain to us how the workplace is evolving.
So he got hired by the Vikes at 18.
Good
yeah.
for him. That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
way more than I was doing at 18.
I was
way more
high.
I bet you were.
What's Gen X? What's that?
This is Gen Z.
Yeah,
is that after the millennials?
Well, for you.
Yes, and in his little story yesterday, sounded like he wanted to go way out of his way to make sure that
Generation Z is not the same thing as millennials. They don't want to be tagged with millennials.
Where do I cut off?
Millennial. You are a millennial for sure.
Where does that end?
I don't know, but that's
I know. It's so weird.
Definitely a millennial.
The last one on Earth.
How do you feel about that, Tommy?
I'm fine with it. I don't know what the difference is between Z and millennials.
Maybe I don't think there's any difference, but it sounds like this kid thinks that there is. But whatever. I don't know. What do I know? Yeah. I don't know that. The Power Trip Morning Show rolls on, and in fact, it returns right after this.
It's time for the Power Trip Cast Quiz. We give you the cast mates and the year the movie came out. You give us the movie. The cast mates, James Corden and Anna Faris. The year, 2017. The answer, right after this.
Is it what?
So this can run.
Keep going. Is that it?
That's all you know.
And now, the answer to the Power Trip Cast Quiz. The cast mates, James Corden and Anna Faris. The year, 2017. The answer, the Emoji Movie. And now, back to the Power Trip.
Nobody got that because nobody saw that movie.
Embarrassingly, I think it still made like $70
million. Did it really?
That's pretty
bad. It's the lowest rated movie of the year so far.
Pretty much.
No, it is. I had a stat the other day I saw.
3%
yeah.
Well,
wasn't
something.
It zero?
It was. I think the week leading into it was zero. And then I think the morning it launched, it had hit single digits. A couple of people were like, it's okay.
Ugh. Hawk hasn't seen it.
Dude, I saw it. It's so good.
Is it?
It's so good, T.O. Take your girl. Are you okay with scary movies?
No, take Old Bay.
I should take Old Bay.
Old Bay's going to get freaked out and want to cuddle the hell out of you, dude.
I'm taking her to the Twins game tonight.
Hopefully is that right?
Yeah.
Dude, the other day, I don't even know where it was late at night. I was super tired. I'd gotten back from a gig or something like that, and somebody tweeted a picture and said, I finally got to meet Old Bay, Tommy's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it was the Old Bay. I don't know, what is it, flower or something like that?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, man, that made me laugh. I'm too tired. I woke my wife up. I laughed so hard. Stupid. But it's funny. Old Bay, how is Old Bay?
Old Bay's good. She's working now. She graduated college.
Good for her.
She's grown up.
She's got a big girl job.
Yeah. We're getting old, man.
We are, man.
God, you two are just loving life, no kids, just racking in the cash.
Raking it in. So, but
just you're flush with network funds.
Hell yeah.
You just spend it.
Who cares?
Well,
yeah. Hockey almost bought a $2,500 metal detector yesterday.
I would like to have one, though. I kind of am upset at myself. I didn't buy one yet.
You'd buy that expensive of one?
No, I probably wouldn't get one that expensive because I don't need one that expensive yet. If I really love it, then I will.
Well, it's all about return on investment, right? ROI. If you buy a $20 metal detector and find $100 worth of stuff, you're killing it.
Right.
If you spend $2,500, what are the chances you ever recoup $2,500 by using the metal detector?
Oh, what does he care?
You know what's one thing I do have to do as kind of grown up? I have to get a credit card soon. Yeah. Probably should be hard beyond that.
Are you? You're telling you don't have one?
No, just
dude,
like
you're
a,
such.
Give a debit card.
It's a debit card.
No, that's so great for you, man.
But
good for you.
But don't you have to build credit? And
well,
all
of course,
that stuff?
Yeah, you should. But yeah, how great that you are the only person of your age group that doesn't have credit card debt at your
right.
age.
That's good. But
unbelievable.
Get very a credit good. Card with some points. Start
right.
racking up
yeah,
the points.
Right.
No annual fees, and start to. And I've never don't miss payments, man. Don't let interest kill you, Tommy. You can do it.
Yeah. Any recommendations on which one?
Well, you can use one of my five.
Oh, my gosh.
yeah, I have a recommendation.
Oh, good for you.
Get, like, one that has you can get Delta miles with.
Right, that's what I was
that's
thinking.
That's what I'm talking
fly
about.
Fly for
that's the
free?
Best,
dude. That'd be sick.
That's the best. That's
yeah,
the best.
Flying whales.
Flying whales?
Oh, yeah. Oh, doesn't it? I absolutely love having a little buzz on and walking on a flight.
I bet you
dude,
do.
Yeah. It's the best.
Oh, God.
You know, you don't have to drive when you get there, too. You're going to Vegas.
Exactly.
Hawk, I haven't seen your itinerary for London because you're flying to London with the Minnesota Vikings.
That's yeah.
The rest of us peasants.
Yeah.
I noticed when I saw the itinerary the other day that we are doing the thing that I did a decade ago, one of the 3 years that I came back from Dublin, which is the worst case scenario when you're internationally flying, which is you're at one point on planet Earth, you fly out initially aimed the wrong way around the planet because we're going to Amsterdam. So that, I don't know if that's a two, three, four-hour flight. You fly the wrong direction for 3 or 4 hours, then have a 3 or 4-hour layover, then fly direct from Amsterdam back to Minneapolis. But mentally, that's a mind bleep because 9 or 10 hours have passed, and you're going to be reflying over London. So you've essentially gained no ground in 9 or 10 hours.
That's weird.
I did that from Dublin to Amsterdam, back to the States, and it is weird when I've been traveling all day.
I must be making a lot of... Wait a minute, that's Dublin. God dang it.
We're going the wrong way. Nowhere.
Saucy, here's a one main reason that I'm jealous of you guys now that I hear that. There is no more Christmassy place in the world than that Amsterdam-Holland airport that time of year.
Flying in
tulip
fields or whatever. It's incredible.
Mean that. Inside the airport.
Oh, really?
Everything's blue and white. It's very classy Christmas, and it's just beautiful. Oh,
the only time I've ever been there is in March, no recollection of what I'm talking about.
It's super Christmassy.
Although, again, I'm not ripping them because they are a sponsor of this program and this station, and I love them in general, but weirdest McDonald's in the world is at that Amsterdam airport.
Yeah,
there's something weird about it. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Like, the grease is different. I don't know if they do it just in Europe differently or something, but I had, the old nugget fry, like, Fanta combo
in Europe back in the day.
I got about halfway through it. I go, I can't do this. This isn't American McDonald's. What's wrong with this?
Yeah.
Where are you flying out of?
London to Amsterdam, and then Amsterdam, I think, back here on the way back.
Why are you kept saying Dublin?
That was 10 years ago. This one's London. Story. Yeah, 10 years ago, I made the same kind of fly the wrong way.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the pickup line about Dublin?
Can't wait to hear it. Is it arable?
So you walk up to a girl, right?
I would never do this. I don't think I've ever had an idea.
I've never said this.
Go for it.
Funny. You must be from Ireland because my penis size is Dublin.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Borderline error.
Oh, I love it. That's so great. Oh, my God. That's my favorite, T.O. I love it.
Good Lord. Even I'm blushing.
I love that.
That usually gets them.
I doubt it.
Every time.
It doesn't.
50% of the time, it works every time.
The other 50% of the time, it gets a restraining order.
Yeah, right. Or kicked off the radio.
Or a gigantic slap on the face.
Or a text from Abbott.
Or a life partner.
Here's some advice for you guys when you do get to the airport there in Amsterdam. There's an Irish bar right around the corner there. Don't go into the Irish bar and order an Irish car bomb like I did.
Yeah. Yikes.
It was a dumb thing to do.
They had not heard of that before?
Well, no, here's the thing. She had heard of it. She was offended. And I tried my best because she was... straight up from Ireland. I tried my best. I said, I don't know how to order this. And I don't mean to offend you, but here's what I would like. Back home, this is what we call it. And she was not happy with me.
Oh, really?
This is a stupid thing for me to do. Yeah. But I didn't know how else to order it.
I don't know how you would. Just say, can I have Bailey's, Guinness, and... What else? Is that it?
Don't know.
Isn't it Bailey's,
Guinness, and Jameson?
Yeah, and then you drop the...
You drop the shot glass.
Here's the thing, I'm not trying to make fun of you, Chris Hockey.
It's an automatic wasted.
You do that when you're 21.
No.
No one drinks Irish car bomb.
Yes, we are going to do exactly that in Las Vegas in March.
And can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Don't ever let anybody tell you you're too old to do anything.
No, I get that. I 100% get that.
No, obviously you just told me not to do it.
Yeah, right. But also, I haven't done in 15 years. Let's do root beer barrels in March.
Hey, I just can't
that'll
do
get you
that.
Root
you know what
100?
Else I haven't done in 20
just
years?
Just get tore.
The best.
Keep standing up.
Or had your wiener touched.
Well, do people in Vegas get mad when you ask for a Vegas bomb?
What the hell's a Vegas bomb?
Those are good.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
that's
I had those a couple weeks ago.
Vegas, it's like when you're feeling it and you just got paid or something because they're pretty spendy.
They use like Crown and like Red Bull, and you drop something into another thing.
Well, I've had them.
Well, Kristen, I know you and I experience this, even though it's slightly different, but we've talked about this a couple times too. I think it was the last time we talked about car bombs, this came up. It's weird, especially since you and I went to New Orleans in 08. Yeah. This is post-Katrina. Mm-hmm. And one of the classic New Orleans, like, get hammered and walk around Bourbon Street drinks is called a hurricane.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you feel weird ordering a hurricane in New Orleans. You're like, sorry about the hurricane, but could I have one of those, like, in a yard glass, please?
Yeah. Could I have a hurricane in the shape of a football? right? But you only feel bad about it for 10 seconds, because after that, you got a brain freeze and you're wasted.
And you realize that everybody else is walking around with a hurricane anyway, who cares?
Man, drinking's fun.
What really matters is after this, scores and stats around the world of sports, and Ben Lieber joins 30 minutes from now. Power to your Morning Show fan.
Good morning, everybody. So all week long, I've been going on and on about how much I liked the movie It. Well, I'm not alone. The author of the book, who, by the way, is not afraid to say if somebody makes a movie out of one of his books and it sucks, Stephen King, has this to say about It.
I had hopes, but I was not prepared for how good it really was. I mean, I went back and saw it a second time and felt that I was seeing things the second time through that I'd missed the first time. Skarsgård was great as Pennywise, and he's got big shoes to fill, let's face it, because people remember Tim Curry as Pennywise the Clown, and they remember the look that Pennywise had.
They do a couple of things in this movie that I'm not kidding you. I turned to Alex, my son, in the movie theater and said, I can't believe they went there.
Wow.
It's just like, oh my gosh, they did that.
It's been sliding a little bit. Still 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. It was 100% after the first, 17 or 18 reviews, something like that.
Right.
86%, still very, very, very solid film.
It's a horror film. Well, how often are they any good?
This is the most intrigued I've been by a horror film, essentially, in, I don't know, 5-10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'll go see it in the theater just because kid factor slows me down. Sure. I'm too tired. But the second it hits HBO, Netflix, Redbox, whatever, I'm in. Mm-hmm. I'll watch.
Okay, I'll come over and watch it with you.
Yeah, you will.
it's really good. And I had another point, too, I was going to tell you. Oh, yeah, I think two of the best movies I've seen in a very long time were horror films, kind of. I mean, It, and then what's dude's movie?
Get Out?
Yeah, Get Out.
Jordan Peele.
Ironically enough, Rotten Tomatoes has that rated as the number one horror movie of all time.
Get Out?
Yep.
Wow.
Is it more of a thriller than a horror film, though? Isn't it like a psychological thriller?
I would say that's more than horror. A good way to put it, but there are some. It does give you some goosebumps.
Mm.
I don't know that thrillers always make the hair stand up on your arms, but
gotcha.
This one did.
All right.
A couple of times.
And now it's time for What Really Matters, brought to you by LutherAuto.com.
Hey, thanks, LutherAuto.com. I read scores and stats around the world of sports, and in between, Chris Hockey changes your life with something else.
Mm-hmm. He's right.
Twins won again. They won 3-1 over the San Diego Dads in 10 innings, thanks to Eddie Rosario hitting a 2-run walk-off home run, of course, in the bottom of the 10th. His 23rd home run of the season, just the Twins' 4th walk-off win of the year. Twins lead the Angels by 2 games with 17 games to go. I think they have a 3.5-game lead on Seattle, I want to say, but look, the closest team right now, Los Angeles. We'll worry about somebody else if they get closer than L.A. But for now, 2-game lead with 17 to go. Tonight, 7:10, Brett Anderson of the Blue Jays takes on Jose Barrios. What really matters is this.
Corey, I know one of your top 5 favorite bands all time is NSYNC. Do you know how they got the name NSYNC?
I do not.
I do not either.
Nope.
It comes from the final letter of each member's first name.
Okay, let me see. I'm going to go through them all. Justin.
Mm-hmm.
The C, of course, is JC. JC Chazé. That's the end of NSYNC.
Right.
Lance. Wait a minute. What now?
Ooh, there's the rub. Originally.
Well, Lance Bass.
Well, J. Think of the Y in J.
Yeah, no, he said first name, though.
Yeah.
And
last letter of the first name.
Maybe it's wrong.
No, it's not. Originally, Lance Bass was not in the band. There was a guy named Jason.
Jason?
I know it. I know it. And they booted him out for Lance Bass. Justin is the N.
Right. Chris. The S. Chris Kirkpatrick is the S.
The Joey,
Right. Fatone is the Y, of course. That's all.
Can we play some?
And Jason was the N, and JC was the C.
NSYNC.
Yeah. How about that? C?
They wail.
They do have
Bye, Bye is such a banger.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it's one of the best songs from the...
Timberlake's an American treasure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jason... Justin Timberlake was an NSYNC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding. Thought he was in the Mickey Mouse Club.
He was.
He was. He can
what,
do it all.
What hasn't he done?
He got uber famous with NSYNC. He was just, you know, run-of-the-mill child actor during the Mickey Mouse Club.
What's your favorite thing Justin Timberlake's ever done?
Probably Jessica Biel.
Yeah, you stole my freaking touchdown call. Genius. It's not even close. Yeah.
Come on down and breathe a town.
I'm sure you could say Britney Spears as well, but
what about
if you're gonna award it like that? What's the best thing he's ever done?
Well,
definitely Jessica Biel.
What about D in the Box?
See, he's got so much stuff.
That's what
he's,
I'm talking
he's
about.
He's a brilliant person.
And then No Strings, or what's that movie called?
No Strings Attached with Mila Kunis.
Never saw it.
No, it's Friends with Benefits.
Oh, Friends with Benefits. Right. The other one was like Ashton Kutcher.
It came out like the same time.
Right. Very similar time frame.
But it was great. Brilliant film. So good. Literally one of the best movies in the past 10 years.
No kidding.
I'm sure.
No, I believe it is. I believe
I'm sure it is, Tommy.
Sure it is.
I've not seen it.
Vikings injury report looks like this. Anthony Barr did not practice. He's got a hamstring injury. That's not good. Also, Sam Bradford limited with a knee problem. And the guys on the Ben Maller program when I was driving in said that it was the same knee that he's had a couple of, the ACL surgeries on. Is this a problem? Is this a nagging problem for Sam? Uh-oh. Emmanuel Lemur limited with a hamstring problem as well. Danny Isadora, full participant, but he's got a knee problem. And Tremaine Brock, full participant, but he's got a groin issue.
Emmanuel Lewis cut because he didn't measure up.
Yeah, I heard that. That was sad news yesterday when that broke.
Right?
Well, I mean, honestly, Zim put him at left tackle.
I know.
Yeah, that's not...
And they gave him a weight thing where a weight clause in his contract. He had to be 340 pounds or more.
That is a recipe for a disaster.
That's what I thought, too. That's what I thought, too.
He looked like a keg.
Kegs are fun.
What really matters is this.
The expression, my bad, became popular because of the former NBA star. If I give one to you, I got to give it.
Dikembe Mutombo.
Oh,
really?
Sorry, hold on. No. Manute Bol. I thought it was Manute
Okay.
Bol.
No, that was Dikembe Mutombo. That was my Dikembe Mutombo story, but okay.
Sorry.
Manute Bol.
He didn't have a full grasp of the English language when he first got here, so instead of saying my fault, he'd say my bad.
I did not know that.
And it spread across the world, nay, America. I wish he had patented that for himself.
I know I brought this up like a month ago, but I'm telling you, Google Manute Bol, and now his son, Bol. You won't believe it. This kid is like
is it B-O-L? B-O-L?
Yes.
That's terrible.
And he is a five-star, like, unstoppable basketball recruit. He's tall.
Number two prospect.
He's something like 7'3 or 7'4, right? He's not, I don't think he's 7'7 like Manute was, or 7'6 or 7'7. But he can shoot, can play defense. But the Bol family...
He's 7'2".
Okay, there you go. Manute Bol's dad. Please. Manute Bol's dad had something like 50 wives and a whole bunch of kids. The Bol family, and then of course Manute gave a lot of his money to charity and then died young.
Yeah.
The whole Bol story is fascinating. Tommy, you probably barely remember Manute Bol, right?
It's the tall guy.
Just a tall, right.
Yeah,
even if you didn't, exactly. Tall guy. Even I, who lived through the Manute Bol era, at the end of the day, just a tall guy that blocked a lot of shots.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't that great at basketball, just a good shot blocker.
Mm-hmm. Goes to Matter Day, the kid.
It's worth a Google, though.
Cincinnati? No, California.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. No kidding.
The 2024 Olympics have been awarded to Paris. The 2028 Olympics have been awarded to Los Angeles, California. The 2032 Olympics have been awarded to Hudson, Wisconsin. What really matters is this.
What? What?
What's happening?
Incredible.
That's breaking news.
Calvin Klein has released a sweater.
Oh, God.
It's a sweater!
It's 21.
No, nobody got that reference.
No.
Okay. God it dang from? It. I guarantee you Mark Parrish got that reference. And my guess is that Ben Lieber, who's going to be here in 10 minutes, also understood the sweater reference. Nobody knows that. Chris, you've seen this movie 30 times.
Is it Swingers?
Nope.
No, it's got to be...
It's Mallrats.
Ben Lieber.
Nope.
Nope. What is it? I don't know.
It's when El Guapo is given a gift by his entire...
Oh, that's right.
We chipped in and got you something.
Eat this sweater. No,
they get him a sweater. He lives in the goddamn desert of, like, what is it, Mexico? They're right over the border, right? Because they're in California. Yeah. They go down to Mexico.
Yeah, of course.
He lives in the desert. His cronies got him a sweater.
He gets cold in
the night. Opens it up, holds it up, and El Guapo, brilliant, the good looking, El Guapo holds it up and goes, "It's a sweater!" He's so excited. Sauce, Three Amigos. Sauce, you would freaking love Three Amigos.
Yeah.
Would Sauce not love it? I love the movie. It doesn't hold up. I love it.
Dude, it does.
It doesn't.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I saw it like 2 years ago.
I saw it maybe 4 months ago. It doesn't hold up. I'm sorry. It doesn't.
I totally disagree.
I can't believe it.
That's so weird. Wow, Normally you're on the other end of this.
I know.
The whole bit with... the plethora bit when Chevy Chase is him and we plundered.
I know.
It's the best. There's so many great lines.
I can't believe you like that movie. It's such a slapstick comedy.
But there's a handful of lines that are just that are pure stupidity, but there are a whole bunch of just clippers. And again, El Guapo is one of the great film characters of all time.
Oh, God, I watched.
He's
it.
Brilliant.
It's maybe a little longer ago than that because I just read the Martin Short movie book, and I'm like. Oh, man, I'm going to watch three, and I watched it. I was like, whew.
Are gringos falling from the sky? This is awesome.
So, yeah, okay.
And then the dude falls. That's Steve Martin, right? Was it Steve Martin that fell?
I don't remember.
Are gringos falling from the sky? And then Hefe goes, yes, El Guapo. Because the guy just fell. It's freaking brilliant.
Wait, that's...
I love Three Amigos.
That's what this bit's from?
Yes!
Yeah.
When they like hump the sky.
Would you say have a plethora? That is from there.
All right, I'll watch it today.
You'll be the tiebreaker.
What a plethora
is. It looks funny as hell.
No El Guapo.
You're going to hate it.
But it's Steve Martin, though, and Chevy Chase.
And Martin Short. It's terrific.
It's got to be good.
I guarantee
it. And this is like in Chevy Chase's.
I'm willing to bet that he hates it. I'm willing to put $10 on it. I'm going to put $10 on him hating this movie. Against you, Gore. And you've got to be honest, Saucy. If you promise you'll be honest.
Yeah, of course.
You know what's the one thing holding me back from betting against you?
He hates you.
No. the two things that are holding me back. His pure hatred for me and the will for him to have me lose bets.
Yeah.
That's number one.
That's true.
And number two, his attention span. It scares me.
Well, I don't know. Comedies, I can watch a comedy.
You don't like Thrones because you don't have the attention span to pay attention.
Is there nudity in Three Amigos?
No.
Oh, well, then, yeah, it's probably dumb.
Oh, man. I don't know if you can sit through an hour and a half without...
I'm with you.
But then again, how do you watch any film, then?
I don't know. Most of the films I watch are about 3 minutes long.
Good point. I think you'll like it.
And I don't make it through those, either.
Tommy, are you a fan of Steve Martin, Chevy Chase, or Martin Short?
Yes.
Okay. Man. I think it holds up. Maybe I'm wrong.
I saw it two years ago
and thought it was funny.
Please watch it, Saucy.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know.
If I buy it, will you pay me?
Yeah, sure. I'd do that just to see if you like it or not. But you got to promise you'll be honest.
It's $200.
How could that... Well,
I guarantee you that's one of those Walmart bin things where it's $2
I don't have a DVD
films.
Player.
Yeah, I doubt it's on Blu-ray.
Yeah, I don't have a DVD player.
We're going to figure it out. We're going to get you to watch Three Amigos.
I'll watch it today. Maybe.
It's brilliant.
Good.
It's a sweater! You were saying something about a sweater, and then we got derailed because of the El Guapo reference.
It's a better thing than what I had. Calvin Klein has released a sweater that is $2,100, and it's just sleeves.
What?
Yeah.
It's the opposite of what you want to wear.
I know.
You don't even like sleeves.
I know. And I created these for him. I had no idea there was a market for it.
Yikes.
Oh, thank you, love.
Cars for Kids brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. Ben Lieber joins right after this on The Fan.
Since my West is gone, I might as well get stoned.
I can't believe we don't have any songs from the movie Grease in here. How's that possible?
That's terrific.
No, for real.
Well,
I'm looking under John Travolta
here,
right now.
We could play this.
Would you say I have a plethora of piñatas? A what? A plethora?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You have a plethora.
Sure you do.
Oh, yes.
Why is that funny?
Corey, you're obsessed.
Ben, it's help a little me bit. Out,
you have to see it, though. You have to visualize what they're doing in the faces they make and just the get ups they're wearing.
It's terrific.
And just what they're talking about. Like, El Guapo he's a leader of a Mexican gang that they. They're horrible people, right?
Horrible.
Horrible people. They kill people, they pillage.
Yeah, they do the whole bit. All of it.
And yet they'll have these side moments like, a plethora? Do you even know what a plethora is?
No, guapo.
Ah, it's terrific.
All right, I gotta see it then.
Who's gonna be right, Chris or me? Will Sauce, like Three Amigos, will it hold up? If you've never seen it. Because you and I, if you saw it in the 80s or early 90s, you're going to probably love it forever if you liked it the first time.
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say he does not like it. Hmm.
Yeah, I agree. It's too slapstick for him.
Yeah, I have a feeling that he'll get about 45 minutes in and be like, this is really dumb.
Yeah, right.
Man, that's too bad.
I know.
I think even Tommy would say it was too dumb.
I thought it was too dumb.
What is that supposed to mean, Tommy?
I mean, Tommy and I normally agree on a lot of things like this.
That's fair.
But I think that you would, I don't think you would like this.
Really?
I think you had to be young when you saw it to like it.
Yeah, I never liked it.
See?
God, I liked it from the first second I saw it.
High school, maybe?
Tommy's generation, I think, is going to want a faster-paced movie that kind of pulls them in more. Like, this is...
It's subtle.
It is subtle. Like, yeah, that's the thing. It can be viewed, I think, for his generation, kind of boring if you're not into it.
Right.
There's a charm about it when you're young that you just, it was so funny.
And those three guys were enormous stars.
They were.
At that time. Yeah. Martin Short, Chevy Chase, and Steve Martin, and El Guapo.
Well, that's as popular as Chevy was.
Yeah.
Mid-80s.
I have something. You said something that made me want to tell you about a TV show. But first, we got to hear from AJ Monser. AJ?
That's right, because we got a big 7 o'clock hour ahead of us. A Snickers showdown coming up next. Vikings news at 7:40, and we'll probably continue to debate the Three Amigos. Your Lexus lineup brought to you by Lexus of Maplewood, Lexus of Wayzata.
We're topical.
We are. Who's the guy who does King of the... not King of the Hill. Family Guy.
Seth MacFarlane.
Did that show bomb
yet?
Oh
my gosh, it looked so
The
dumb.
Orville?
I watched it last night.
Mm-hmm.
Was it after the Vikings game or something?
Yeah, yes. it was Sunday on night. 7, because right?
It was left on the TV and it was on our house.
I thought it was Sunday night. Didn't it? It was definitely Sunday night.
It was definitely Sunday night. Yeah, it was after football on Sunday night.
It was after the Packer game, yeah.
Right. I watched it last night. It was the debut. I expected it to be ridiculous. I'm not saying it's a great show, but I'm saying it was basically a modern version of Star Trek with a little bit of his humor mixed in. Like every now and again, they do something stupid. Like the robot is from a planet that's notoriously racist against all other, you know, so exactly little things like that. Other than that, it was very much a real show.
Yeah, but the special effects are terrible. The actors are not Star Trek, is that the bit though?
That's the bit.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't think that's going to work in today's day.
I really don't know if it'll work, but I set it to record weekly because I'm going to give it a couple of more chances.
The Orville
is what it's called. Yeah.
Can we rewind here?
Yeah.
I've never heard this. What is this?
Oh, have you never heard of The Orville?
I never heard of it either until it was on.
Yeah, so it's a brand new show.
It's Seth MacFarlane. It's not an animated show like his other shows.
It's a
live action acting bit, and he's basically
Captain Kirk.
The Captain Kirk of this crew. So it's a spaceship flying around the universe, and it looks like, again from the previews, Chris has seen it, I haven't. It looks like it is glimpses of his Family Guy humor just set with real actors in a space setting.
Much less dirty.
Much less dirty.
Double entendre.
Okay.
But again, it was like watching an episode of Star Trek back in the day with a little bit of humor thrown in. I liked it.
I didn't love it,
but I liked it.
I wonder.
Huh. We'll see if it works. I don't know if it will or not. I know this will work.
Let's kick it off!
Your shot at a trip to our iHeartRadio Music Festival now. Woo! Text the keyword Vegas to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's Vegas to 200-200.
I'd like to win that so I could go to Vegas.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Would you go to the concerts?
Sure.
Okay.
I could hardly believe it
When I heard the news today.
Tonight, the Houston Texans are at the Cincinnati Bengals. Both teams are 0-1. Dalton threw four interceptions in a 20-zip loss to Baltimore. Texans lost 29-7 to the Jags. So both teams off to horrible starts.
Jags were off the entire game.
I thought so.
Yeah, they really were.
Yeah, Jags off. Yeah.
The Bengals are 6.5-point favorites, over under 37.5.
Hmm.
Dalton versus, Watson, I assume.
Watson. Right? I think Deshaun is going to get, I think right after the game, they said Savage was going to, nope. Even though we pulled Savage, he's going to start the next game. And then 24 hours later, I think we're going to go with Watson.
Flip that pretty quickly, huh? The Minnesota Vikings hired an 18-year-old Generation Z advisor, Ben Lieber. His name is Jonah Stillman. He co-authored a book with his dad, David Stillman, Generation Z at Work, How the Next Generation is Transforming the Workplace.
Yep.
Okay. If he has anything to do with the big head thing that they're doing right now with all their social media.
I'm pretty sure that was all Andy Knutis, but maybe it was an idea.
And then the Lego deal, like the sort of Lego vibe that they have.
Yeah. What's the Lego vibe? I have no idea what you're talking about.
They have a little video clip that was, it sort of reminds me of like the Lego movies.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever did those are brilliant.
Yeah.
Those are great.
They're doing really good work right
They're
now.
Doing really awesome work
Vikings
over there.
Vikings Entertainment Network, man. Yes. They're the best.
Very, very talented guys that you will never know about that just sit in the lower bowels of Winter Park with no windows and just their computers and their creativity. They're doing a fantastic job.
Cool.
So when I saw that story, I'm like, oh, well, maybe that's where some of this newer cutting edge ideas are coming from.
Yeah, but big head mode is like our generation.
Yeah, that's from NBA Jam.
So you know what I'm super confused about?
Yeah.
Is I read a handful of this kid's quotes yesterday. He's kid, whatever, he's 18. Adult, kid, whatever you want to call him.
Young man.
Yes. YMCA. He was talking about how his generation, the difference between Generation Z and millennials, that he claims Generation Z is the most tech-savvy generation of all time, which every generation thinks that. The next one, Generation Z2, will be even more tech-savvy, according to Z2. But he said that their generation wants to be socially active in a more private way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, okay, I get that.
What does that mean?
More like secretive stuff like Snapchat, private accounts. Yeah. They keep to themselves more than just broadcasting to the world.
Right. Yeah, you choose who follows you and who you send stuff to.
But my immediate comeback, and maybe this is why I'm not a Generation Z advisor, that's not what corporations want, is private interaction. They want mass appeal. They want to reach as many people as possible, not secretly to some people.
Okay, I'll argue that.
I'm very confused.
Me too.
The Snapchat has a public area, and what they want to do is be where all the people are. And if all the people are doing this private thing, you partake in the public version of that private thing. So if you go on Snapchat, Corey, I know you don't do this, there is public walls where you can post so anyone who follows you, whether they're accepted or not, can see your stuff. And then there's all these like news articles. So like USA Today has a feed, and iHeartRadio has a feed, and all these big companies have feeds. That's where kids these days are getting their news, and that's not a joke.
There's lots of privates on Snapchat, right, Sauce?
Yes, there are tons. Not that I would know, but I have friends of mine that are on it, and they've heard that there are tons of privates on Snapchat.
So if that's where they're going to be for whatever reason, you want to be there.
So basically what this kid is saying is the Vikings want to start sending nudes.
Yeah. Yes.
Hmm.
Privately.
And put it all over the walls of Snapchat.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Hmm.
Sauce.
What? Dudes that send nudes... No, false. No. Don't send. Yeah. No one
no
wants.
Nothing
no
about
one,
a male body is
no
attractive.
One. No one.
There's not a thing.
No. This is a public service announcement. No one wants wiener pictures. They're
what about
weird
ladies?
Looking. Most of them don't.
How do you know?
Because of the three orders he's got against him.
Because I'm blocked.
I couldn't remember the name of the damn thing.
What's I'm just saying.
It? Restraining order.
Thank you. That's the word. Thank you.
Don't send wiener pictures.
Why are you looking at me? I'm not going to.
You know how he does his bit where he says he doesn't want him, but he really wants him? That's what he's doing right now.
We're going to go. My phone won't stop buzzing.
Yeah, don't send those.
Don't.
Please.
Don't.
Don't.
Don't direct message him on Twitter with nudes, fellas.
You'll get blocked.
Yeah, you will.
You know what they call that? C-blocking.
Wild training camp opens tomorrow at the XL Energy Center. A 58-man roster to start camp. We're going to cut that down pretty quickly, of course. Season opener against Detroit on October 5th. Today, medical examinations and media day.
Freezing!
This morning, I gave a lot of those guys a look over on Tuesday night. Charlie Coyle, Nino Niederreiter, Jason Zucker, Ryan Suter, Devin Dubnyk, Jared Spurgeon. Let's just say I think they all look like they're ready to go.
You were doing the physicals?
Yeah.
What?
Did you find anything interesting?
No, they all passed the
eye. Swartzen was his assistant.
Yeah, he leaned in to kiss me within the first 3 seconds I met him.
Yeah, and then grabbed your nipple.
Flicked it, to be honest.
I don't know why you guys don't have him on the radio show ever. You're always hanging out with him. He's never on the radio show.
He's never awake.
Yeah, what did he say? He got up on Tuesday at 1? He's sleeping. I'll text him.
So Saturday, by the way, is the day you help flood the rink. Fans can bring their water to XL Energy Center to help create the ice sheet for the upcoming season.
Couple, right?
Yeah. Help us flood the rink. Collect water from your local ice rink, pond, or lake. Take a photo and share your water story on social media using hashtag OurIce. Then bring your water to the X on September 16th in a portable container. 3 ounces or smaller.
What if I just go to Costco and spend $2.99 and buy those 40 bottles of water and just show up to the X and go, here's some water.
Yeah.
I'm not going to drink this. I didn't get it from a pond, a stream, a lake, but this is my water. And I want to flood the rink with Costco water.
Well, technically, that water came from one of those.
What if it's like brown? And
you think Costco's bottled water came from a Minnesota pond?
Well, it's only 3 ounces or smaller, so it would be diluted once they put it in the Zamboni.
Right. Where do you think Costco gets their water? Now I'm fascinated by your speculation.
I don't know. I would assume somewhere reasonable.
Probably Sam's Club.
Reasonable.
Yeah.
Such as?
Resourceful. I don't know, those creeks that everybody's always talking about. Montana, they have a good plethora of creeks. See, creeks is a great word, or crick, as like Hogsley crick calls it.
Crick.
Isn't that where you'd fight?
No, we wouldn't fight in the crick. We'd go fishing or swimming in the crick.
Why were you fighting?
You'd run from water moccasins in the crick.
Hey, speaking
of that story.
Yeah, that's a gross story. Speaking of Union City, Indiana, the couple that was here yesterday watching the show, the guy that was from Illinois that's a truck driver, said he drives truck and he does have to go through Union City. He goes through Indiana from time to time.
Yeah.
Said your exit, the exit to Union City, is one of those exits that doesn't have a gas station at the exit. That, you know, that means you're in a small ass town, number one, and there's not a lot of things going on if the exit doesn't have a gas station.
Yeah,
you just get off and start driving into a field.
Yeah, it is.
That was a weird sentence.
Yeah, it happens.
Hey, you know, we got to stay awake somehow.
Right. How would that help?
Yeah. What would you do after? You want to go sleepy time.
That's
have
what
a
I said.
Cigarette.
You end up driving through a field because you fall asleep at the wheel. No, if you're driving down the road on a highway and you're looking around going, what do people do for a living?
Right.
I can tell you because that's my hometown and they make meth.
Oh.
Seriously. Oh. I mean, it's a terrible problem back home right now. Just terrible.
I think it's terrible everywhere.
A lot of places.
Yeah.
Well, that was depressing. Why don't we bring that
place
up?
Yeah. Yeah, I will. I'll always love it. But man, it's tough. It was a good thing I grew up there when I did, because I certainly wouldn't want to do it now.
The Twins won 3-1 over the Dads in 10 innings. Rosario with the walk-off two-run shot in the 10th. Twins have a two-game lead over the Angels in the wild card race for that second spot. They keep winning. They don't win like the Indians.
It was fun. I actually watched it all the way.
Yeah. Oh, you saw
I kept it on,
walk-off.
And I'm like, I just have a feeling there's going to be some sort of walk-off situation.
Yeah, you and Dick Bramer.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
He called it.
You're always on the same page as Dick.
Yeah, always with Dick. Yeah. I'm always with Dick.
Yeah, always.
It's true, isn't it?
Yep. I'm normally with Bert.
Yeah.
Classic Lieber. Always with Dick.
Always.
Are you on Twitter?
I am.
Because I heard you follow Dick.
Does he tweet a lot?
Yeah, well, he tweets a lot.
Yeah, he does, right.
He blocked me.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of good information.
You were a...
I was blocked by Dick, yes.
Were you...
Why
can I say this? Should I say
yeah.
that?
Yeah, of course.
If you're questioning it...
I don't know. Of course! I'd say it if you don't.
You go ahead.
Are we still talking about the Twins? I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about Dick Bramer.
Oh, Dick Bramer. Classic Twin Cities broadcaster.
I am not. I don't know if I can say this on the air. I'm not kidding. This is a true story.
Oh,
I'm watching the Twins game. And they put the names of the broadcasters on the bottom of the screen. And my wife's in the kitchen. She just looks up. She's like, what's that guy's name? He goes, Dick Bramer. She's like, oh my God. She's like, I thought it was Dick Broomer. I'm like, oh my goodness.
You said, and I'm like, Corey got fired.
I'm like, that would be the best name ever. But thankfully, it's not Broomer and it's Bramer.
I was a janitor for 6 years.
Speaking of that, I should trim my mustache.
Oh my God! Yes, Full circle. Snickers Showdown when the Power Trip Morning Show returns. We give away some sweet prizes thanks to our friends at Snickers. Right after this, Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Again, thank you, Great Clips, for that fantastic Fan 5. That was awesome. Maybe the best we've ever done. From the Bryant Heating and Cooling Studios, it's your Power Trip Morning Show. Ben Lieber and T.O. Tommy Olsen at 7:21 on September 14th, my son's 23rd birthday.
Great song.
Yeah.
This is a good song.
It really is, man.
Happy birthday, see a chance. Smitty Oom as well.
Smitty Oom and Corey?
Bailey. Bailey turns 12 today.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
I know. How about that?
Birthdays everywhere.
Birthdays everywhere.
September, you know what that means, right? Winter's a long, it's a long, cold winter, baby.
Yeah, it means a lot of New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
baby.
I was going to say, like, right, can you go 9 months back is what, New Year's, right?
Give
or
take.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Good job.
Unless you're on the Carly Zucker plan, which is a 10-month pregnancy, which means this is really, these are, you know, Christmas Eve babies, maybe.
That's technically what it is. It's 10 months.
Right.
It's not.
Nope. It is.
It's not.
We tried to explain it to him the other day.
It's not.
We tried to explain it to him the other day.
The math's off. It's not.
You're off.
It's 40 weeks.
Okay. Sweet. Way to derail it.
Yeah.
It's just so much closer to 9. You and Carly can talk about it.
It's 10 months. It's basically 10 months.
No.
And I'm.
You guys are
you
bad
said
at
it's
math.
40 weeks. It's right.
So
there's okay. 4 weeks. Technically 4 weeks in a month.
Yeah.
Look, there's only one month that has exactly 4 weeks. That's February. Everyone else is over 4 weeks.
March.
May. What?
Christmas Day.
He's trying to derail it because.
But every OB tells the mother that it's essentially 10 months.
Old Bacon does. You talk to Old Bacon.
Tommy's girlfriend, Old Bacon, calls every pregnant woman.
That's so kind.
Now, Ben, I know you're right, but we can't convince him.
Yeah. Go for a BLT.
You guys are just so. Oh. Your math is off.
BLTs are the best. Good.
But they're saying from the time of conception, it's 10 months.
What the hell is 40 weeks? That's different.
Hold the L, by the way.
It's different.
Yeah, hold the L. No L needed.
No L.
Extra M.
I'm sorry. You're a science guy. Every science medical literature tells
40 weeks.
They say it's 10 months.
They say it's 40 weeks. So it's 365 days divided by 12 months. The average month is 30.4 days. So
how many of us, you know what would be really good right now, Paul? A Snickers?
Snickers.
Corey shutting up.
All of us would feel better about ourselves. We'd feel like ourselves, I think, if we ate a Snickers.
You need one.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're Corey's delicious. Angry.
I'm not hangry. I just.
Yeah. You know what?
I just do math like better it. Than you guys.
It's time for a Power Trip Showdown. Here's your Power Trip Showdown host, Corey Cove.
So we've been doing this about a month or so, right? Is this the last one or not? We were just asking that before. I don't know if this is the last week or if we have one more. I'm not exactly sure, but we've been doing Snickers Showdowns for about a month. Ben won the first two. Who won last week?
Sauce did.
Last week. That's right. We're going to need a couple of callers at 651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326. AJ, tell them what our winner gets.
First off, Corey, the computer tells me this is our last one. So get in while the game.
Better do it.
Computer's always right.
When you're hungry, you eat a Snickers bar. And when your car is hungry, you feed it gas. Satisfy both kinds of hunger at your local holiday station. Winner receives a $25 holiday gas card and a box of Snickers.
That's pretty sweet. These
How many are in a box?
48, right?
Matt's a lot of Snickers.
48. And Yeah, they're all football related too. In the past, you know, normally when we have people guess, we don't really tell other people what the categories are, but these are all football related, all of them.
Sweet.
Let's go for it. What's your name? Good morning. Where are you from?
Paul from Cloquet.
Hi, Paul from Cloquet. Do you go to Gordy's Hi-Hat?
All the time.
I bet you do. I've heard really good things about it. Paul from Cloquet. All right, football-related Snickers showdown. Who do you want? AJ Mansour, Chris Hockey, Tommy Olsen, Ben Lieber, or Meat Sauce Paul Lambert?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I got to roll with my man Sauce.
Sauce?
Yeah!
Paul in Cloquet wants you.
Thanks, Paul. Do you ever go to Steve's Hi-Hat?
All the time.
Paul in Cloquet on line 5 takes Meat Sauce. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Nick from Sartell.
Nick from Sartell.
What up, Sartell?
So we got Paul from Cloquet, Nick from Sartell. Nick, Sauce is off the board. Who do you want to represent you today in this Snickers showdown?
I'm going with Lieber.
Rematch!
Another one.
Sauce for Paul, Lieber.
You won the last one, so you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
I didn't get to play once in the Snickers.
Oh, great, no one asked.
Yeah, neither did I.
Strangely enough.
Right, I only have the best record
in
this game.
It's odd you're going to be the initials champ here pretty soon, and nobody picks you. Yeah.
This one is going to be interesting because Sauce is a born and raised Minnesotan. Ben, you are a transplant Minnesotan, but you're from the region.
Oh, jeez.
Let's see how well you do. Chris is on the clock, I'm on the bell and the buzzer. Ben, we have the top 10 answers on the board. Again, how this bit works, if you've never heard a showdown on the Power Trip Morning Show, is Ben has 60 seconds, and he can spend all 60 seconds, but you guess as many correct answers in a row without getting one wrong. If you get one wrong, the clock stops and your score is final. So take your time. You have up to 60 seconds. Top 10 answers on the board. The top 10 passing yards leaders in Vikings history. Go.
Let's go with Warren Moon, Dante Culpepper. This is all-time or in a season?
All-time. All-time career Minnesota Vikings passing yards history.
Fran Tarkenton.
You have 31 seconds. Say that again?
Randall Cunningham.
Incorrect. Cunningham not in the top 10 all time.
Rosie.
Oh.
I think Sauce has got you here. My guess is, based on the list, is I think Sauce is going to get you. In fact, I think Sauce is going to put up a pretty big number, which is why I was a little nervous you were a non-born and raised Minnesota.
Where's Favre at this?
He might fall into the Cunningham.
Favre is seventh.
He made the list.
Favre? Yeah.
God, I was going to say that, like, he was only here for
2 years.
A year and a half.
But Randall didn't, so even with Randy Moss.
He might fall into the Cunningham trap. It depends when he does.
I think you're right. I bet he does.
Maybe.
It just depends when he does.
He's going to get the top couple, though, I think, right off the bat. I think he wins.
Wave him in!
He's coming. Hi, Paul.
Hey.
Hey, it's Paul.
Paul, where were you born?
I was born in a hospital.
Okay. Top 10 answers on the board.
I'm going to lose.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Who cares?
What's the maximum score? 10?
Out of
10?
10.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be interesting. Paul, I need the top 10 passing yards leaders in Vikings history.
Season-wise?
Career.
Oh, career.
Vikings history.
Fran Tarkenton. What the hell?
You have 45 seconds.
Dante Culpepper.
Seconds.
Tommy Kramer.
20 seconds.
Brad Johnson?
10 seconds.
Jim McMahon?
Oh!
Jim McMahon!
Oh, you only got 4.
I won.
You did, 4-3.
That's right.
When he was stuck after the first one, like, he's going to go
Cunningham.
He's going to go Cunningham, and it's going to be over.
Sure.
Sauce wins 4-3, which means Nick... sorry, buddy. You didn't get it done. Sorry, man.
Sorry.
You're a lovely man.
Thanks.
Okay, he doesn't care. But Paul, you won, man.
Paul,
nice choice with sauce.
I knew what the whole thing was.
You did. All right, stand hold. AJ will get all of your information. Let's break it down quickly.
You guys should have gotten Tommy Kramer.
You both got number one, Fran Tarkenton with over 33,000. Tommy Kramer, number two. Sauce, you got Kramer. You guys both got number three, Dante Culpepper, over 20,000. No one said number four, Wade Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about
Sauce, you
Wade.
Got Brad Johnson, who's number five.
Where's Ponder?
Moon, number six. Lieber, you got him. Then Brett Favre was seven.
Oh, I didn't think...
Ponder, Christian Ponder was
Come
eighth.
Come on, really?
With 6,600 yards. Rich Gannon fourth, or excuse me, fourth. Rich Gannon ninth, and then number 10, Teddy Bridgewater.
Wow.
Is that... How is that
6,150
They've had
yards.
So many journeyman quarterbacks.
Yeah.
No, but think of it the other way. Like a team like Green Bay, that list is... I mean, their team
That's
is
really
older,
top heavy.
But their list is like five.
Five people. Right. Yeah, I wonder, I gotta look back, I gotta see. I assume Cunningham was right outside of the top
how
10.
How could that be? I don't understand how...
But didn't Cunningham really only play essentially for a year and a half or so as well, and then Brad Johnson took over?
He was benched in 99.
Teddy,
right.
Yeah,
Teddy played, what, most of two full seasons? Yeah. At about 3,000 yards a clip, that gets you to 6,100, wow. And that's good enough to get into the top 10.
And Ponder,
Ponder's,
really?
Yeah,
I'm not saying like I'm not saying ability wise. I'm just saying like I just right. never would have thought watching his career here that like oh that's one of the top 10 passers in Vikings history.
Yeah. We got to draft better. Chuck that pigskin, man. Tommy, your contribution specifically the last half hour, very solid today.
Yes.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Thanks, was, babe.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anytime.
I'll be at the Twins game tonight with Old Bay.
Is that right?
Date night.
And then you're rowing the boat on Saturday
RTB
against Middle Tennessee.
RTB will be there, too. If you guys want to come say hi, it'd be great.
Rota.
And are you in... Rota boat. I like
you
that.
You did.
Are you and Sauce betting on that game?
Oh, yeah. Sauce.
Yeah, we'll...
You're taking Middle Tennessee in 10?
Yeah.
So, just so we don't have the same problem as last week, you're taking Middle
First
Tennessee
round in
plus
Las Vegas.
10. You're taking the Gophers minus 10.
First round in
got
Vegas.
It.
Yep.
Perfect.
Got it.
Yeah. Oh, and I got to bet with Kenzemius, too. I got shout out. So, the bet maker on KFan.
Power Trip Bets.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you got?
Oh, I do it now. Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. We have the Louisville Clemson game. So, he's taking Clemson at minus 3, and I've got Louisville plus 3.
Right on.
At Louisville.
Thanks, Tommy.
Oh, thank you.
Bye, T.O.
Vikings news is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Join Corey Cove at Liquor Boy in St. Louis Park this Friday, September 15th from 4 to 6 p.m. and taste test Minnesota's official cocktail bootleg. Details, kfan.com. Keyword events.
Oh, the song Wales.
Steve Winwood. According to a new survey, only 26% of Americans can name all three branches of government.
Let's go out of well, okay. Well,
hang on. Let's do the obvious. Sauce.
Yeah.
You weren't listening?
No, I was watching a video on my phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris, do it again.
According to a new survey, only 26% of Americans can name all three branches of government.
Nobody Google it.
Oh,
and before we answer,
yeah.
I know I can do it. Ben, can
I
you
got
do
it.
Yeah, so
got
Ben
it.
And I can do it for sure. AJ, can you?
I think I got it.
I've got two or three for sure.
I got it.
I have three. So Hawk, Lieber, and myself are 100% sure we have it. AJ thinks you have it, or you think you have two or three?
I got to figure out the third one.
Just okay. To be cool, everybody write down the first letter of each word. You don't have to take all day.
Ben. I need a pen.
I got one for you.
Sauce.
Okay, hang on.
Do we think Sauce can name one?
I think he knows all three.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
So 26%. There's five of us in this room. So about one of us should be able to do this, correct? That's
right.
20%. That's close.
Right.
We're going to be way over the national average.
No doubt.
I mean, if anything people say about the show, it's that we're above
100%.
We're above average.
We're slightly above average.
We're at least
right.
At a 60% clip, because I believe at least 3 out of 5 of us have this. Sauce.
Judicial.
Well, that's one.
Legislative.
That's two.
Last one.
Recess lunch.
Okay.
You done for real?
AJ,
you don't
know the two that you had?
I was questioning legislative. So I had executive, judicial.
Executive was the third.
LJE.
So then you were there.
I was there. Yeah.
So we had four out of the five of us knew, and then the fifth one was just recess lunch away from having us go 5 for 5.
Yes!
We were almost there.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Which means we were 14 out of 15. So if somebody said, how did the Power Chip do?
So which
we had
of
it right, except for recess.
Which of the three lunch. You think most people miss?
Executive.
Just because that's the one you missed?
Yeah.
I would say, I don't know. It's a good,
I might say executive as well.
I don't know. Now, the better question for me would be, what percentage of Americans can explain which or what those three branches do?
I'm out.
That number would be way lower.
I know.
Well, I think I know.
I know what they do.
Go for it.
Judicial makes laws and also puts Judge Judy on TV.
Yes, that's
legislative.
So far, so good.
Legislative is there to make sure that the laws sent by the judicial team goes in, and the executive makes sure that the legislative and the judicial make the laws go.
You're melting, aren't you?
Do you guys, it sounded like his mouth
like
was
melting.
You have a real solid speech impediment.
You do.
You have a real solid great ass.
Thank you.
Wow.
That was very nice.
Wow.
I'm fixing to dance.
You know what? You know what you get for a reward? You know what where I'm going to take you? Recess lunch.
Oh,
on the
it's
house.
Time for
are you
buying?
Of course.
News.
It's on the house.
Shut down.
Presented by
Redco. Your truck accessory pro store.
Benjamin Anthony Barr did not practice. Ooh. Has a hamstring issue. That's a little concerning, but also how about Sam Bradford limited in practice with a knee problem?
I'm not worried about that one.
You're not worried about Sam and his knee?
I'm not worried about Sam and his knee. He never at one point in time in the last game looked like he was favoring his knee.
Sure.
It's probably just something that he got hit on it and it blew up on him in the course of a couple of days.
What about Barr?
So Barr I'm a little more concerned with. Just because even
when did it happen? Do we know when it happened?
I don't think so. The only reason I'm more concerned about that is with a structural knee issue, unless it's like a sprained ligament, that if it's just inflammation and it's sore, he'll play through that. It'll be fine. But hamstrings are tricky. Even the slightest like little bit of a pull, it can just be nagging, especially when you're playing a team that's going to go 4 and 5 wides. Hmm. Like Pittsburgh is, they're going to spread it out. I mean, that's what they did the last game. So they are going to look more like a college team than they are like an NFL team.
Full participant yesterday in practice, but he's got a groin issue still. Tremaine Brock, are you a little surprised or not at all surprised how they handled him in game one against the New Orleans Saints?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, if you think that he's going to be sort of the answer at the slot position, and we have heard all along through Mackenzie Alexander's development and maturation is this, how difficult it is to learn the slot and just to get used to the defense and the responsibilities and assignments. It's no wonder, it's no shock that a guy comes off the street, he's going to have to learn it and take some time and blah, blah, blah. I think he's got the experience to play it because he's been in the league for a lot longer, but he still has to understand what Zimmer wants.
I do this every time, Ben. Did you play for Mike Tomlin?
I did.
And tell me about him as a coach.
I absolutely loved Mike Tomlin. It was no surprise to me and all the other defensive players that he got a head job. I didn't expect it to happen so soon because he was still so very young. That was really good.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
That
was very subtle. That was very good sauce. I never thought of it in that way.
Me neither.
Send my resume to that same place he went.
He went to meet with Art Rooney.
Yeah.
Well, you like what you like.
Right.
Go for it.
I liked him a lot. He had this way of keeping guys accountable without being a jerk about it. And he had this thing called reporting the news. And so he treated it like it was a newspaper. So it was like, hey, guys, here's our last practice or our last game. Here are the results. These are facts. These aren't opinions. It's not an editorial. These are the facts. So I'm going to report the news today. And it was a subtle way of like keeping it not personal. And it was like, all right, well, if this is just the way it is based on his expectations of said play or his expectation of effort level, then I can't really complain.
So would he legitimately say, Ben Lieber missed four tackles on Sunday? Fact. And you'd be like, whoops.
Yeah.
But what about the... No opinion. Look at, you missed this one, this
Well,
one,
it was, you know, one, a lot one. Of these meetings aren't up for debate anyway.
Right.
You know, it's not a forum where you have conversations. And there are times they ask you, like, what the hell are you doing here? Like, we call this play, you're doing that, what are you doing? And they kind of put you on the spot in front of the whole defense. And, you know, so you get, you know, 20, 30 guys in there, and they're all just kind of like waiting for you to answer. You're like, well, I thought it was...
So when a player does that, they basically, instead of just saying, yep, my bad, sorry about that, I should have... When players pass the buck going, well, I thought this, and just excuse computer, basically, does everybody else in the room roll their eyes going, oh, God, just admit that you did the wrong thing for 5 seconds?
Well, I think there are times where you just suck it up and say, like, I effed up. I messed up. My bad. I don't know what I was thinking there. Total brain fart. You know, whatever. Let's move on. I got a minus minus. Let's move on.
Right.
But there are times where you want to figure out what the person is thinking. Like, well, why did you mess that up? It's such an easy blitz. Like, you know what? I thought based on the split that they, you know, some of these guys have really smart answers.
Like, sure.
Well, watching film that they ran this route combination, whatever, here, there, and I guess they're going to run that combination based on his split in the down and distance. And the coach will sometimes go, yeah, they did do that, and I can see what you're thinking, but you got to play the play. You know, you got to play what's given in front of you. You can't just guess. And that's sort of the correction. It's like, don't guess. You can deduce the information, but don't guess.
Speaking of that, that transitions back to what Carly Zucker brought up 2 days ago, and then I watched it yesterday, that Tony Romo broadcast debut about how he was. Yeah. I watched it. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't just saying, I feel like this is a formation for a run. He'd say, they're running left.
Yeah, he was very definitive
the direction even. He would say, so-and-so checked out. It's not a pass anymore. They're going to run left, or I feel like they're going to Lynch to the right. And his percentage of accuracy was off the charts. And not only was I impressed with Tony for a guy that's debuting his broadcasting career, but I'm thinking, if he's capable of doing this, then obviously the great coaches of the world are capable of doing that as well. Other great quarterbacks are capable of doing this. He can't be the only one that can do this. How many players have you been around or coaches have you been around that can see it that clearly? That they can. Their percentage is off the charts, and they see it before it happens.
Well, a lot of coaches. I mean, a lot of coaches can do that. That's definitely a coaching mind. I think that I think a lot of players are passive learners, or they're just, you just give me the information, and I'll store it in my brain. I'll use it for this game, and then I'll relearn a new set of tendencies. And then I think there are active learners like Tony, where he's really trying to figure out himself what the defense is trying to do, what they're trying to do. He's proactively thinking about what they're doing on offense, and he's trying to be a step ahead. And I think that's unique for every quarterback. Good quarterbacks, that's what you're able to do on a play-by-play basis, is, all right, let's gather all the information of down and distance, what the situation is, what are coaches thinking, based on a week of film, what the defense is going to try to do, and I'm going to take all this information in 5 seconds and make my own conclusion. The great ones can do that. And maybe he wasn't great when it comes to like pure Hall of Fame numbers, but his mind, I think, works in that greatness capacity where he can take all the information and do something with it in a good way.
I assume he's in, right? He's in the Hall of Fame. He's got basically the best numbers in Cowboys history.
Yeah, doesn't way have the better rings. Than Aikman and all that stuff.
Doesn't have the rings, but basically has every other stat in the world. So my guess is he gets in.
Hey, Ben, real quick, one more thing.
No-brainer.
I was reading, and I think we even spoke about it this morning, but even to this day, Xavier Rhodes works out with Antonio Brown. Does that make you more confident in what might happen between those two this Sunday?
No, because it goes both ways. I mean, Antonio Brown knows all his strengths and weaknesses, and he knows Antonio's, and, you know, I think it becomes a wash at that point in time. Mm. Yeah.
How do you feel confidence-wise about that matchup?
I feel good about it because, you know, being at the Browns game, a lot of Antonio's receptions were blown coverages and missed tackles. And I feel like Xavier, he's a lot smarter than the corners that they have there in Cleveland, and he's a more sure tackler. You know, he's because he's a bigger body, he can handle it. Antonio's not very big. You know, Antonio I think is about the same size as Stephon Diggs.
Wow.
And he shut down Odell Beckham Jr. last year.
AJ, what do we have in the 8 o'clock hour of the Power Trip Morning Show?
I don't know if we're going to have enough time in the 8 o'clock hour. Rosie's going to join. We're going to get to before and after.
Whoa.
Chris has two stories he's been waiting about an hour to tell us.
I know.
And I have Property Brothers tickets to give away. That's your Lexus lineup brought to you by Lexus of Wayzata, Lexus of Maplewood.
Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Join Meat Sauce this Saturday at Fractional Toys in Oakdale from noon to 2 p.m. Fall discounts, prizes, and much more. Details, KFN.com, keyword events.
How long are you going to talk?
Seemed like you were done, right? Another turning
point, yeah. A fork stuck in the sounded like the song freaked him out.
He knows it very well.
Oh,
so
no, I played that one.
He was playing it. So make the best of this
test and don't ask why. Hey, look at that.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Mark. How are you, buddy boy?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. It's good to see
another
you.
Another 90-degree day.
Come on, yeah, it's too hot. I'm sick of the
Tommy Bahama shirt on.
Yeah, time to crack out those thongs.
He has one on.
Oh. Sick of the heat.
Or nothing at all.
Well, by this weekend, it'll be back to normal.
60, good. I think, on Sunday.
Yeah, is it really?
No. 75.
Yeah, come on.
Mark, do you wear different kinds of underwear throughout the year based on the weather?
No.
Or do you just basically wear the same thing year-round?
Correct.
Yeah.
Which is commando?
No.
G-string?
What does it matter with... Well, I know that there's a lot of things wrong with you.
Yeah, you wear laced panties.
What's your favorite thing that the ladies wear for underwear?
I'm not... Look at...
You don't discriminate.
If I had said what Ben Lieber said on the air in a very innocent manner...
What did he say?
About the head coach?
Yes. Yeah. That would have been on the button bar for about...
No, we
another
can't
year
have,
and a half.
We can't use that anyway.
Yeah,
it's
too dirty.
Don't even worry about cutting that up.
Oh, I see. Oh, I get it.
Yeah,
I sure.
We're not.
Sure. Okay.
We're not dirty birds.
No.
Continental Diamond brings you Fan 5. Thanks, Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com.
Appreciate you.
We all do.
Yeah, man. Appreciate
PA was
you
right,
very
man.
Much.
PA was just right.
He's been right. He's been right for a long time.
He just
he's right about some things. This one was one of them.
Yes.
He's always right about the Vikings, too.
Seems like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, seems like it. Yeah.
The Minnesota Twins won 3-1 over the San Diego Dads. Rosario, your hero, a two-run walk-off home run in the 10th. His 23rd home run of the season. The resurgent Eddie Rosario, right? Having a really nice, month or change, something like that. He's kind of red hot right now. He's like Hansel. 7-10 tonight, Brett Anderson of the Blue Jays takes on Jose Barrios of the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, nice going, Rosie. That's what Molitor calls him all the time. Oh. It was an odd game. They won 16-0 the night before, and the old baseball cliche is, why don't you save some of those runs for the next night? Well, the Twins had plenty of chances. In fact, they had the bases loaded and no one out, I believe, in the seventh inning, did not score. And San Diego came back and finally scored a run, their first one in all the innings. They played against all the innings all year. No, just the last two games, hit a home run to tie it. Looks like they might find a way to lose this thing. It goes to extra innings. Twins are down their bullpen a little bit more. And bam, Rosario hits a bomb. I mean, it's a walk-off, all right. It's still going down the plaza down there over Target Field. So, these are all, again, when you play teams that you should beat, you have to beat them. And this is one of those games where they did not want San Diego to escape out of town getting a split of this two-game series. And Santana pitched outstanding, didn't have his best stuff, but still only walked one, 7 strikeouts, 3 hits, no runs, 6 innings. He's your playoff starter if the Twins get to that Yankee Stadium to play New York. They play New York 3 times next week, but L.A. winning last night over Houston, so they maintain that 2-game lead, and clock is ticking. They're ticking down the end of the season here. So
you're a fountain of knowledge.
It's a
walk-off.
It's a big deal. Maurer, my boy, got 3 hits last night, up to 306 for all you Maurer haters out there. He's playing great ball, playing gold glove first base.
What's an ideal batting average for a guy like Maurer?
311.
I agree.
Wait, what? I heard two things.
311.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty close.
Solid number.
I would say that's a very solid number.
Ben, you were watching last night, and you felt the walk-off was coming. Very psychic premonition
really?
Of Ben Lieber last night. He felt it.
I actually turned it on. I'm like, oh, the game's on. I forgot the game was on. I did hear about it today. Heard it was going to be a pitching duel. Yeah. So I turned it on in like the seventh inning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading my book in bed. And all of a sudden,
reading books.
Home run.
You're reading a book?
1988?
It's the Civil War.
The Cleveland Indians won 5-3 over Detroit. They won their 21st consecutive baseball game, setting the American League record. And the American League has existed for 116 years.
Is that right?
They passed the Moneyball Oakland A's of 2002. They had 20 consecutive victories. So the Indians have now matched the 1935 Cubs with the longest consecutive win streak in baseball history, 21 straight. The 1916 Giants won 26 straight games without a loss, but they had a tie in the middle, so that streak sucks. So really, this is kind of the record.
It really is.
29,346 people were at Progressive Field to watch it.
Yesterday afternoon.
Over those 21 games, Mark Rosen, here's some stats for you.
Mm-hmm.
Over those 21 games, Cleveland starters 19-0 with a 1.70 ERA.
That's pretty good.
They've outscored their opponents 139-35.
Wow.
They've only trailed in 4 out of 189 innings. Jeez. And here's the one that blows me away the most. The Indians have hit more home runs, 40, than total runs they've given up, 35.
That's and honestly, it came out of nowhere. Their manager, Terry Francona, was having some health issues. The team was slumping. Looked like the Twins were going to make a run at him, or Kansas City, or one of the other teams. And they were kind of falling apart. And all of a sudden, something obviously clicked. The other stat was they won 20 games before yesterday's win. The Cleveland Browns have only won 20 games since 2012.
Ugh.
So that's not good. And granted, they only played 16.
Manager of the year, right?
Well, pretty hard to argue.
Really?
And keep in mind, and this is where the old Major League Cleveland Indian fan is looking at it, like Brock Myers of the world, going, when we lost to the Cubs in the World Series last year, save some of this for later. We're going to... Don't peak too early. You know, it's like, enjoy what's going on right now. Don't worry about the playoffs. Don't worry about facing the Cubs again or the Dodgers in the World Series.
The Cleveland Indians, there. Not only have they won 21 straight, they've also started September 14-0, of course, as part of that streak.
Sure.
This is the best September start since a 15-0 start in 1991.
By the Minnesota Twins.
The Minnesota Twins.
Well said, Rosie.
Wow.
Well, my,
1991.
My show am fine. Good
so
job.
At 21 wins in a row, does that mean that that Rachel Phelps, the GM for the Cleveland Indians...
She's got to take some clothes off.
That she's fully naked now. Roger Dorn
and Ricky Vaughn have taken every piece off of her body.
Looks like we're going to win the whole thing, Josie.
Yeah. How many times do you think he said that, Hogsy?
About 15.
Are they inviting Charlie Sheen to throw out the first pitch now? Ricky Vaughn?
I don't know.
They should.
They should. Why
actually,
he can pitch the way things are going.
They should just do what they're doing right now.
Yeah, I think it's working pretty well for them.
Yeah. Don't change the
way. And what do they got? They're at home against Kansas City tonight. So
can I blow your mind percentage-wise?
Sure.
No.
What do you think this is for an equivalent win streak in the NFL?
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
So okay, so 21 wins and a percentage
out of 162. It's not that hard of math, really, when you think about it.
Like well, it is for us. It's early in the morning.
2 or 3 game win streak?
Well, let's just round it, right? 160 and 20, that's 8 times.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 2 game
win streak. 2 game win streak. It could be a 2 game win streak in the NFL.
Yeah,
is that insane?
That is. It is.
That's
obviously
crazy.
So much more difficult. But in terms of percentage of the season, this is like winning 2 games in the NFL.
That's so, but it's probably closer to say... You haven't trailed in a quarter in those 2 games. You know, I mean, if you're trying to break it down into smaller little chunks.
Sure. Right.
The difficulty of doing this, to me, would be the equivalent of winning almost what New England did the other day. I mean, winning 13 games in a row in the NFL. I mean, you just, the stats you just mentioned about their pitching staff, at some point, even what happened with Houston last night, their starting pitcher just gave up 5 runs in the first inning. You're going to have one of those nights once a week, normally. Mm-hmm. The fact they've done this for 3 straight weeks, haven't lost a game in 20 plus days, is, well, as you say, this doesn't
happen. Incredible.
It is.
It's historic.
We haven't brought this up yet, Ben, and I'm glad that I forgot to get to it, because now you're here and we can ask you about this. Texans linebacker Brian Cushing has been suspended 10 games for violating the NFL's PED policy for the second time in his career. Jeez. Previously got a 4-game suspension back in 2010. He's not going to appeal. This is not one of those... I don't know what happened. This is just, God dang it, you caught me again.
Yeah.
You just caught me. It's going to cost him $4 million, which is one of the biggest suspensions in NFL history in terms of dollars. And also, it sounds like the Texans might ask for some signing bonus money back, so it's going to end up probably being more than $4 million to get busted for a second time. Your thoughts?
No surprise. I think everybody that that I've been associated with has always known he's been on something.
Wow.
Really?
Well, that was his deal in college.
That was his deal in college. Yeah. I mean, you know, he along with Clay Matthews, they came out and they're like, when they came out of college, like, who are these guys? Like, they weren't even that good in college. And all of a sudden, now they're one of the, some of the premier defenders in the league. I'm not saying Clay's doing that. I'm just saying that he was in that conversation of, like, how are these guys this physical and this good?
That fast.
That fast. And then, then of course, he gets busted the first time. And it's like, okay, well, there we go. Kind of proved everybody's suspicions. He got busted the first time. All right. And then he gets injured. Then he comes back and he's even stronger, and it's like, something's not right here. So my guess is he's done. I mean, I don't think that he'll ever be the same player. I don't think anybody's ever going to take a chance because, you know, he's on a 10-game suspension now. The next time he's out, I believe, for the whole year. So who wants to take that chance? I mean, maybe he gets a I see him getting released and the season's over. Maybe somebody gives him a chance on a 1 year deal, but he's going to be tested so rigorously now.
That Houston Texan team was on the cusp of almost being a Super Bowl type team, and they had everything going for him. J.J. Watt missed the year but came back, and then they had this big emotional situation with the hurricane in Houston. They come out, lay an egg last week at home. They play tonight at Cincinnati, and you talk about a coach on the hot seat all of a sudden, and what kind of effect that has on your team when that happens as well.
Yeah, obviously the hurricane stuff is not anything they can control, but there just seems to be one of those teams that they can't get out of their own way. There's always a distraction going on down there internally. And of course, when you're unsettled at the quarterback position, then they're always going to have, you know, national media asking. Players are going to have to answer those questions all the time, and it just becomes annoying. But Jadeveon Clowney, I mean, there was, you know, he was highly touted recruit, big draft pick, and then he's injured, and then there was speculation about people were questioning his toughness. Like, is he actually? Does he love the game? Does he want to come back? You know, what's really? So there's always been a ton of drama going on with that team, and this is just no different.
The 2024 Olympics go to Paris. The 2028 Olympics got awarded to Los Angeles, California. And don't forget Mark Rose in the 2030 Winter Olympics. Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin.
I did not know that.
I thought it was Hudson.
That's the 32 Summer Olympics. The Winter Olympics in 30 go to the Dells because they have a lot of, you know, water.
Absolutely.
That they can freeze
makes
over.
Sense.
Good for them.
2032, okay, Hudson, Wisconsin.
Are they going to do the luge at Noah's Ark?
No.
Okay. You read that story as well.
Jack Black says no, so he must be on the committee.
Not surprised they have.
We're just shredding Rosie right now. He's just loving these bits.
I really.
Wild training camp opens tomorrow. They get their medical examinations and media day this morning. 58 men start on roster. Boudreaux will quickly dismiss most of them. You go home. You go
That's
home.
That's not
home.
Nice.
That's don't laugh at that, Rose.
Yep. First preseason game Monday, September 21st. First home preseason game.
Wait, first preseason game on Monday.
That's, Monday.
Yeah, they don't really have a training.
They don't have training camp. It's a skate.
No, you better be in shape. Yeah.
Wait a minute, did you say September 21st though?
First home preseason.
Home,
game.
Home preseason.
Yeah,
game.
I'm sorry. Yep.
Gotcha.
October 5th, regular season opener at Detroit. October 14th, home opener versus Columbus. All that right here on your home of all things Wild of the Fan.
I believe. Is it?
They shouldn't call it training camp.
Middle of October. I think they open up against
October 15th. Yeah, the Wolves start the 18th in San Antonio.
Oh, is it the 18th? It's that late?
That's a win. Yeah.
That's a win.
I think it's on TNT.
It's a win.
Yeah.
Well, by 15 to 20 points.
Welcome back to Minnesota Wild. Here we go.
Yeah.
What a great practice. Song.
Great song, buddy.
This whole album's this tremendous.
Whole album. Motorcycle Drive-By.
It's tremendous, man.
The Twins did win over the San Diego Dads, so you can go to PapaJohns.com today and type in the promo code TWINSWIN for 50% off a large or extra-large pizza on PapaJohns.com. Promo code TWINSWIN.
Get what, Hawk?
Extra garlic sauce.
Mm. We'll play before and after at 8:40. The Power Trip Morning Show with Ben Lieber and Mark Rosen returns right after this on The Fan. You wicked boy, cut lemon tea, cross your finger.
Join Chris Hockey at the T-Mobile store in the IDS Center this Friday, September 15th from 11 to 1 for your chance to meet Minnesota Twins slugger Miguel Sano. Details, kfan.com, keyword events. And if you can't get to that, maybe you want to win a pair of tickets to see the Scott Brothers from HGTV's Property Brothers live at the Pantages Theater Friday, September 15th. That's just a couple days here. Caller number 10 right now, 651-989-5326, 800-320-5326, wins those tickets.
How long are you going to talk?
I saw somebody on Twitter tweet at you guys, tried to kind of, what is it called, subtweet me, basically.
About what?
They were saying, how can Corey claim he's an elite TV watcher when he binge watches Buying and Selling and Property Brothers and Brother vs. Brother?
Got a point.
My wife watches those shows, and a lot of times I don't have a choice.
What do you
sure,
have a choice?
I ended up liking it because it's just addictive kind of you know, nonsense, but I would have never actively picked to watch HGTV. Just fell in love with it.
Well, that's fine.
It's not elite TV. It's just, it's super, it's easily digestible.
I am with them. I think you are...
easily digestible.
I think
right?
you'd love it.
I, you know what? I'm not afraid to admit, I love House Hunters International. I love that show.
Yeah, I like Island Searching
What's it called? The Caribbean Life. Or like or Hawaii
what
Live.
Are these shows on at night?
All day.
No, yeah.
24 hours a day.
Just turn on that channel. It's always something
I've seen,
you know what I mean?
I've seen them. I just... chance to watch it.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to me.
Yeah.
You get to see other parts of the world. It's cool.
I like the one about the, where they just specifically buy old houses in Nashville, and then they turn them into $74 billion houses out of a $20 house.
Or, Hawk, you like that one show where that taxi picks you up and it turns out that you don't have any cash?
Yeah, it's so funny how you can find a way out of that. You know what I mean?
I love that.
It's cool,
lot of,
you know what I mean?
There's a lot of local connections to HGTV, too, right? I mean, we've seen Matt Minster, of course, on the DIY network, but also
fake
flips over and gets on the big leagues once in a while with HGTV. Mm-hmm. But also, David Bromstead's from Wyzetta. He went to Wyzetta High School.
Nicole Curtis.
Curtis is
she's Detroit native.
She's
though.
Got some sort
she
of
lives, she lives here. We had her on the show.
Yeah.
What the hell was her name? Oh, Rehab Addict. That was the name of that show.
I don't think she was. I think she lived here at the time.
That's right. That's
but
right.
But I think she moved back to Detroit.
Oh, right.
Well, she had legal problems. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The house.
Right. There was a couple of news stories about some financial problems she was having. Some kind of disagreement. Right. I don't remember the gist of it, but
that sucks.
Yeah, I thought it was a fight over the city of Minneapolis or something, like, because she didn't like the codes that they were using for some of these historic homes, because that was her bit, right? She was just
historic homes. I think the neighbors were complaining about this one house in particular that they said was going to get rehabbed, and it looked just like a junkyard at that point. They went, fix this thing up or do something with it.
Yeah, I have a very close tie to the contract world, who says much of the stuff she does isn't up to code.
Is that right? Well, that seems
is that
illegal.
Right?
Yeah.
When was the last time you talked to Bob the Builder?
It's
Bob
kind
the
of
Builder.
Funny. It's a kids cartoon.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a kids
How do you
reference.
Know these things?
I don't know.
Do you watch Bob the Builder?
No, I'm a 34-year-old man that lives by himself.
You're 34?
Yeah, tomorrow.
When's your birthday?
Tomorrow?
What?
Oh,
well, then on behalf of the entire Power Trip show.
We don't even care.
That's right.
It's tomorrow.
Hardly cares.
Oh, wait a minute. I just realized this.
Oh.
AJ's going to ruin Sauce's birthday tomorrow.
He's already ruined my life.
Think about that. Wow. AJ's won, what, 5 out of the last 6 in initials? If he wins again, last week a chair
Of course he's going to win tomorrow.
He's going to ruin your birthday.
I'm going to get uninvited to his birthday party.
AJ, you can't tank tomorrow just because it's Sauce's birthday.
No. He won't.
No, he's good.
Ruin your birthday.
Why? No. My birthday's already been ruined.
Why?
Oh. What?
It hasn't even started.
It's ruined.
Why?
Jeez. Thanks for the invite.
See this? I'm not getting in.
See this right here?
Yeah.
You can cry on it.
Yeah. Well, here comes the sales staff as well. No point there. Because I will.
Yeah, you can actually lay down and cry on that.
If you lose tomorrow, specifically to AJ and initials.
Well, we all will if we lose.
But Hockey or Parrish could win.
They won't.
Let me tell me if this is right. If Hockey wins tomorrow, your birthday will not be ruined.
Nope.
If Parrish wins tomorrow, all of us will be shocked, and your birthday will not be ruined.
All of us will be shocked.
All of us. If AJ wins,
he
whether
will
it's
win.
By one
he
or by ten,
stop. Be stopped.
Your birthday has been ruined.
He can't be stopped. He will win. No, because 2 hours after that, I'm going to be playing golf and getting drunk. Oh, I've forgotten about that. And then when I make a bad shot, I'll throw my club in the woods and blame him.
Yeah.
If he wins,
sounds like a lovely day.
Mm.
That theoretically would be 6 out of 7.
Yeah, you talk about it. GD. Effing constantly.
I love the drama. God, that was close. Well, I want him to catch you for the drama. It's great.
He's Cleveland Indian. Entertainment. Like,
well, selling the drama right now live.
It's fine.
Throwing copper.
Just know that if he ever passes me, I'm quitting.
You keep saying that, but you've got to stop saying it. No, you've got to stop saying it. You have to. You've got to stop doing it.
What if he catches you?
He will.
Why would you quit?
He's quitting initials. He's not.
No, he's just quitting the job.
No, quitting. Quitting.
You can't say that. You've got to stop.
He will.
You don't want to be a liar.
I'll say whatever I want.
Yeah, but you're not going to quit.
Don't
yes,
do it.
I am.
Why?
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Because I don't want to be here anymore if I'm not
my
the best.
My God, you're a baby.
Let me ask you this, though. Let's say you have 59 wins. You've been stuck on it for like a
baby.
Month.
Longer than that.
If you have 59 wins.
Sure.
Let's say he just goes, 7 straight or whatever it is. Let's say he gets to 60.
Sure.
Then wouldn't it be fun to repass him again?
No.
Why?
No.
Why wouldn't that be fun?
You know what would be super fun on a day like today? Is riding around on a Harley that I want a guy.
The Beaver.
Or that. Yeah. That would be.
Hey, Ben, I haven't asked you today. Where are you going this weekend? What's your game?
I'm off from college this week.
Oh, nice.
No kidding. Yeah.
Spring break. It's just Pittsburgh with the Vikings on Saturday.
Nice.
And then next week we have Utah, Arizona on Friday night.
Dude, I'm so excited.
In Arizona or
in Tucson?
Oh, man.
I'm so excited. I don't have to go to Pittsburgh this weekend. I thought I did, but we switched it up. Ah. So on Saturday night. Taking the fam to the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. We're going to see Grease.
Oh, you are.
I can't wait, man.
Are you going to get there and sing?
No. I'm just going to watch. It's my wife's birthday is this coming week up here. So I'm going to be here in Sober Cab, and I might get lucky.
Yes.
So, oh, I got news for
it's
you.
A big night
that
for
ain't
me.
Happening.
It's a big night for me.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Dude, I love seeing Grease live.
It's not your birthday. Good. It's her birthday.
It's a great point. Yeah. What
great
do you want for
soundtrack.
Your birthday? Ben Lieber. Well, I'm sorry, but he's in Pittsburgh. Hot ass Randy.
He'll be drill it, pound it, screw it.com.
Yeah, I got to hold
that's
it like
drill it, pound it, screw it.com.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys.
What?
No.
You know how people steal food out of the fridge?
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
At work, you mean?
Here, yeah. Yes. The other day, the football game. It's just me and Tana B and Zach Halverson the other night. We're here, right? Mm-hmm. I walk in to fill up my water bottle, and there's somebody playing music down the hallway, and it was Rachel Platten. You know who I'm talking about?
Of course, fight song gal.
Yeah, right. And I'm like, wow, that's Rachel Platten down there.
Gorgeous gal, by the way.
Gorgeous, and she sounded fantastic.
She was here, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was in the Studio C.
Oh, damn it. I would have liked to have seen that.
Yeah.
She's super striking.
I turned the corner to walk in there. And there's some strange dude just ravaging the refrigerator.
No!
What?
And I go, dude, what are you doing? Because he had stuff out on the table.
Sure.
Everything out on the table. He goes, I'm looking for some food for my girl to eat.
What?
It was like her manager or something.
Was going through
going
the refrigerator?
Going through all of the food in the refrigerator.
That Rachel Platten's diet supersedes the diet of any employee here at iHeartMedia.
I go, dude, that food's not free. That food belongs to people. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was just like
community
on.
Fridge.
Yeah, right.
You know, there's 8 restaurants within a block away from the place.
Don't you plan for that?
Yeah, Lord.
Right?
Yeah, order
that's what I'm
pizza.
Saying.
Man, don't you just hate how celebrities live? These elitist pricks.
What I always say is the truth, man. The more money you have, the more people give you stuff. It's it's when you can't afford a pee to pee in, nobody give you any.
And let's back it up. Not that it's a healthy option, and she's a fit young gal. There's a vending machine right next to the refrigerator.
I know. That's
buy
exactly
some
goddamn
Doritos.
There's
tell
frozen
Rachel
pizzas
have a
down
snack.
There. There's frozen pizzas down there that have been there for at least 8 years.
Food everywhere around here.
But in the reality, she's not going to get done with her set with all the fans and then be like, oh, hold on 1 second, I'm going to eat this leftover pizza that somebody had.
Like,
she's going to eat after anyway.
And
just
plus,
go someplace or order something in.
Plus, as a gal and a crew that travels probably constantly, what's the bit where you can have people basically Uber you food?
Bite Squad.
Yeah, bite squad.
Yeah, there's all
you don't think that guy, manager guy, can go, Rachel, what do you want? Anything within a 15-mile radius we can have here in 20 minutes. What do you want?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it was convenient.
Stealing Zach Halverson's sandwich?
No, Zach would have them fighting words. You know,
how do you know how long the stuff has been in the refrigerator? Good Lord.
Yeah.
Old spaghetti in a Tupperware? No thanks.
Nothing better than that.
I once had microwave hot dogs and canned baked beans leftover, like in a Tupperware thing,
taken out of the fridge and eaten. That was my lunch.
Which is delicious.
And it turned out.
Yeah, but it's not really like good. It's gourmet. I mean, it
was the lead singer of the Killers. I'm sure of it. 100%.
It was when Adele was here.
Yeah, it was Trace Adkins and Dwight Yoakam. And they were starving. They were here for Carol
was stealing our ice cream.
Hockey's sister was here. She was looking for wieners.
Yeah, what a story. Adele ate my pork and beans.
Yeah, right.
Great Weezer song.
Yeah, by the way, you shouldn't be eating pork and beans anyway. We're starting to get swole, remember?
Yeah, no doubt.
By the way, I went.
Oh, yeah, you guys are hitting the weights, aren't you?
I lifted without him yesterday because he was too busy.
Well, he does work.
Yeah, after all your 6 interviews?
He works. I think.
I don't know.
That's questionable.
True Stone Financial brings you this portion of the Power Trip. Rosie, it's True Stone Financial.
Let's go to Greece together. I'll sew you into some leather pants and we'll dance.
Oh, I'm fixing to dance.
I bet you are.
See?
Before and after is next, right after this.
Join the fan along with Paul Allen and Paul Charchian for Friday Football Feast at Buffalo Wild Wings in Coon Rapids this Friday, September 15th. More details, KFAN.com, keyword events.
Thank you, AJ. If you don't mind, I want to throw this out there as well. On Saturday, this coming Saturday, from 7:30 to noon, walk, run, and make strides against ovarian cancer at Home Teal Strides for Ovarian Cancer. And that is in Roseland Park in Edina. That's again this Saturday. Invite your friends and family. Form a team to fundraise to help us make a difference. Again, that's at the, you can park at the Southdale Mall. That is this Saturday, the Home Teal Strides for Ovarian Cancer Walk in Edina, Minnesota. And check out more information at mnovarian.org.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, we got a lot to get to, so let's get the game out of the way, right? Let's just do it first. Because Rosie hates it outside of the
sponsorship. I don't hate the game. I like watching AJ just go and go and go. Look at him go.
Whoa.
8:41.
Yeah, I got
it. That's nothing. Yeah. Yes, what did I say?
That was sexual. That was definitely
wasn't
something.
At all.
It will be by the time we get done with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now, it's time to play before and after.
Remember the last time we played, you said go say hi to Tate?
Didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
Did not. I'm fixing to dance.
We play before and after every Thursday on the Power Trip Morning Show, and it works like this. I have 10 before and after items. These five gentlemen try to figure out these little puzzles. It's like the puzzle on Wheel of Fortune where there's two things or phrases that are combined with a word in the middle. So, for example, if the clue reads... Let's see here. Like a former, I don't know, Colts wide receiver.
Oh, okay.
Who went on to be in the Indiana Jones.
Reggie Wayne?
No, like Marvin Harrison, Harrison Ford.
Reggie Wayne Font.
No, so it's Marvin Harrison Ford.
That's a good one,
Sasko. Thanks, babe.
Wow. Oh, he's on.
He's
on.
No,
I'm not.
But the way the listeners get involved is if the room gets stumped, or if you guys go 10 for 10, we're going to have a listener only 11th. But if you guys get stumped, then it's the first caller at 651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326. If they call in and get it right, they win a $50 Edina Grill gift certificate.
Absolutely.
And who do we say hi to?
Amy, of course.
Just Amy.
Just Amy. No one else.
Does she work there 24 hours a day?
No. She works there over the lunch hour till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So there are other employees.
Of course, and they're all wonderful people.
And you should tip them well.
Absolutely.
What's a good tip? They're like 6-7%?
Oh, man. 20.
20?
What?
20% every time.
Yeah, so does everybody else.
Do you know how hard those people work?
Yeah. Okay, yes,
thank you, Mother Teresa.
You realize he was joking.
20 is like the standard now. It used to be 15. Now 20 is pretty standard.
Yeah, Mother Teresa.
Yeah, Mother Teresa.
She tips well?
Well, she's dead. I've been dead for 20 years.
He's actually laughing.
Y'all ready or what?
Heck yeah.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Mark, are you ready?
I'm all set. I'm just going to yell AJ's name.
He's fixing the dance.
Yell out your name. Your name is your AJ. Buzzer. Here's item one.
The beaver. Mark.
Pipe it's not your name anymore.
You changed it.
Number one. Longtime Utah Jazz coach won the U.S. Open. Number one. Longtime Utah
Rosie.
Jazz coach
Whoa.
Won the U.S. Open.
Jerry Sloan Stevens.
Yeah! That's right. Yeah! Jerry Sloan Stevens.
I was
Rosie
saying Jim Sloan. I'm like, that's
I was
right.
saying... Something else.
I was thinking of golf, first of all. When U.S. Open.
What, is that the second or third week in a row you got the first one?
Yeah. I can just put my feet
fast,
up now.
Fast start.
You guys have fun.
Item two.
Number two. Classic Scorpions song, Just Crashed Into Florida.
Paul.
Yeah.
Rock me like a hurricane.
Hawk.
Irma.
Hawk, try again.
Rock you like a hurricane. Okay.
That's right.
There we go, Hawk.
Good job, Hawk. You love the score.
I have no idea what it was.
Item three.
Recently acquired Minnesota Viking was the youngest champion in WWE history.
Yep.
Jermaine Brock Lesnar.
That's right.
Wow. There he goes.
Number four.
Chris Hockey's underwear is absolutely loaded with these, and he probably hates that the Saints signed Adrian Peterson more than anyone.
Hawk.
Paul. Paul.
Crabs.
Hawks in next.
That was not a full sentence.
You did this last week, too. That's the second time in a week you've tried to ring in when we're halfway through.
He just did it. AJ just did it.
Do it again.
No, but I had the answer.
But he had the answer. You're ringing in before the second part of the clue.
The last time I had it, I had the answer. Last week.
You didn't say anything.
No, because it was before the clue was even given.
What is the second part?
Here, let's do it again.
Here again. I forgot.
Number four.
Oh.
Chris Hockey's underwear is absolutely loaded with these. And he probably hates that the Saints signed Adrian Peterson more than anyone.
Hawk.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm right. Skid Marks Ingram.
That's
close
right.
enough.
Well, I was
Skid Mark Ingram, yes.
Yeah. Like,
there's no crabs?
Yeah, that's why I got stuck.
Yeah,
you threw me off so badly, I forgot Sean what I was going to say.
Crabs.
Number five.
Harley Quinn plays for the Minnesota Twins.
Hawk would know it if
AJ
knew
know
the roster of the Twins. Yes, AJ.
Margot Robbie Grossman?
That's right.
Nice job.
I'm sorry. Help me out with that.
Robbie Grossman.
Harley Quinn was played by Margot Robbie.
In what?
Yeah.
In Suicide Squad.
Oh, I never story? No, I never saw the movie.
She's going to be Harley Quinn. She's going to be Harley Quinn
okay,
in two or three more movies,
idea.
Too.
So
she's
great. I love Margot Robbie.
She is
great. She apparently didn't know that, what's the movie, the Tanya Harding?
Yeah.
She didn't know that was a real story.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's true. But she's young.
She actually said that.
Yeah. She's young.
She's before her time.
She's not from here. Just like, what?
Yeah, and she's, from what I hear, it's like she's doing great. It's going to be a great
complaint. Tanya Harding, would you?
Absolutely. Out of respect. She really wants something. She goes and gets it. You know what I mean?
But would you sleep with Margot Robbie?
Oh.
I wouldn't sleep.
Co-star Jared Leto. Here we go.
Yes.
Item number six.
This is now an option for different foods on menus all across the country. And this is Tom Petty's classic shredder.
Ben. Gluten-free ballin'?
Paul.
Free falling.
I just got the title for today's podcast.
Yes, Paul.
Gluten free falling.
There we go.
You got to give it to me anyway.
Oh my God.
You can have it.
Can I have that point?
Yes. Because it's not an official count,
talk about
balling.
Like an old reference to like what we said as a teenager.
That's good.
Okay, hold on. Close circuit to Ellie. Fair T-shirt next year, right there.
Gluten-free
balling. That's just what it says, man.
And I'm free. Free balling.
Number seven. This is 3.1 miles, and Floyd Mayweather has 27 of these. Number seven. This is 3.1 miles, and Floyd Mayweather has 27 of these.
Paul.
Five KOs?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, nice.
That was good, Paul.
That was very good.
He always says that's a good one. I got it.
I got it.
That's a good one.
That was way off.
It was good.
I know.
Remember when you guys were fun? Yeah, that was never.
Number eight. These hurricanes maintain winds between 130 and 156 miles an hour, and this is a tax-qualified, defined contribution pension account.
Ben was first.
Cat 401k.
That's right.
I was going to say Cat 501c3.
That would work.
Ben is correct. Item number nine.
Number nine. Is any government system that provides monetary assistance to people with inadequate or no income. And this is the job Mitsos would likely have at a mall.
Ben.
Social Security Office.
Close enough. Social Security Guard was the correct answer.
Okay.
Security officer would have counted as well. That's close enough. Item 10.
Number 10.
By the way, Ben's all over the two financial ones, right?
It is.
Got the 401k and he got price. The Social Security. But item 10.
Number 10. This deadly battle lasted from 1955 until 1975. And this was an absolutely horrible 2005 Tom Cruise film.
Yep.
The Vietnam War of Worlds.
War of Worlds.
Nah, that's right. Close to
see, this is not...
If you're going to give me security officer...
I also gave you gluten-free balling.
Yeah.
If this was initials, you guys would have sucked today. A lot of misses, but close enough because it's a little more informal. Which means, though, you guys technically went 10 for 10, which means we have a listener only 11th. So 651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326. Whoever gets this right wins that $50 Edina Grill gift certificate. Here we go.
Number 11. This teen horror film tried to copycat the formula of its predecessor, Scream, and these will be in Los Angeles in 2028.
Mm. All right, let's see if anybody gets it. I'll play it one more time while I'm pulling up phone calls.
Number 11. This teen horror film tried to copycat the formula of its predecessor, Scream. And these will be in Los Angeles in 2028.
See if anybody figures this out. Good morning. What's your name? Okay. Turn your radio down. Good morning. What's your name?
Steve.
Steve, do you know the answer?
I don't.
Okay, no problem.
Steve!
Don't worry about
what
it,
up, Steve.
Steve. You got it. Good morning. What's your name?
This is Dan.
Dan, do you know the answer?
I know what you did last summer Olympics.
Yeah,
that's it.
Nice job, Steve.
Nicely done, Dan. All right, stay on hold. You win a $50 gift certificate to Edina Grill. Nicely done. Mm-hmm. Well played, man. Stay on hold. A
couple of things real quick, guys, if you don't mind.
That's a good one.
Yep. Here we go. Number one, we have neglected to mention Lynx versus Mystics game 2 tonight, 7 o'clock, Williams Arena. Mm-hmm. Go, Lynx.
I mean, I didn't mention it because... they're going to win.
Well, they shoot 12 of 17 three-pointers in the last matchup.
Killed
so there you go. There's that.
Mystics are dead.
They go back to Washington. Oh my God, no matter what. They have one game at their home court.
So. They're lucky to even get that.
Yeah, they should even correct. Get that.
Okay,
well said.
Dead.
Ben, I know you are going to Pittsburgh with the
that's correct. Yep.
The Vikings this weekend. So we'll get your... whatever you call it.
Take.
Thank you. On that.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a book to read, may I suggest to both you and Rosie, mm-hmm. The Operator by Robert O'Neill.
Tell me more about it.
Robert O'Neill is the SEAL that took the shot that killed Osama bin Laden.
Oh, yeah.
This is his biography, autobiography. If you like listening to books on tape, he reads it himself. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Not only the things about what he did while being a SEAL, but he takes you all the way through Buds. It's fantastic.
Is he now retired, obviously, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to talk about this stuff.
It's unbelievable. It's
the
a wonderful.
Operator.
Yeah, The Operator by Robert O'Neill.
All right.
Son.
You need to see that.
Yep, okay.
Out of 161 total NFL games coached in the regular season, how many do you think Mike Tomlin has won? 161 total games.
Probably 110.
How many is
I was gonna say, you kind of hit it right. I was thinking, 110 maybe?
97.
100. I'll say 100.
90.
Anybody else?
108.
Boy, you got 104. He's 104 and 57.
Wow.
Mike Tomlin. What do you think? We'll go with you first, Ben, and you too, Rosie. It's the last time we see you this week as well. What do you think happens this weekend?
On the road, Ben Roethlisberger at home is just pretty unstoppable, but I do think the Vikings are on to something here. They win. It's going to be...
Wow. Whoa. Call the upset.
I know. 2 weeks ago, I'm like, here's the first loss. I like what they're doing. I'm going to go 21-18 Vikings.
Mark.
I wouldn't be shocked if the Vikings did pull off the upset, but I just have to go with Pittsburgh because otherwise pick Vikings in every game here for the first 7 weeks of the season. I just like Pittsburgh kind of gutting it out, maybe a 24-21 type game. I think still a very good showing. I hope, I think I said the Vikings are very capable of pulling off the upset. They played Pittsburgh well. Well, I got to go with the Steelers, I guess. Grudgingly.
38-4 Steelers.
38-4.
Good guess.
A couple safeties. Well, I think they're going to just, I think it's 4 extra points, but.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
It's a new rule. Mark, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
Ben Lieber, thank you for yours. We'll
You're
see you
welcome.
Next week. Everybody have a lovely weekend. We're going to be back tomorrow for Sauce's birthday.
What?
Breaking news.
Yes.
Sauce's birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Kayla. Happy birthday, Alex. Happy birthday, everybody.
Smitty-oom.
Just getting older and older. out of your range, your age range now. It's sad. Bradshaw and Bryant bring you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. Paul Allen is next. Power Trip back tomorrow right here on The Fan, 5:30 to 9. See ya.